weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become
president. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005 in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement,
call 361-9191
or toll free 866-361-9191
or online at mmmstlouis.org.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. The Millions More Movement.
I like some cookies.
Potato chips.
Candy.
Ice cream.
Brownies. Marshmallows.
Cotton candy.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Chocolate donuts for breakfast.
I want pizza.
Pizza. Pizza.
Popcorn.
That's why they have you.
French fries.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. It's confidential and free. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. That's 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you.
Pepperoni pizza.
And you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Friday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, how safe is the food being served in America's schools? Ken Kelly from the Center for Science in the Public Interest will explain a new law that allows parents to find out if food is stored correctly, if facilities are up to cleanliness standards, and how to access those reports. 28 million kids go off to school every day. They deserve a safe and nutritious meal. All concerned parents need to be here Friday morning at 8 for a discussion on school food safety on the Wake Up Call. Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. Our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, oh, welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My goodness gracious, do we have a lot to talk about. 454-0400, that would be the phone number. I think... that there are so many opportunities to reveal what this country is about, what is going on in this country. I guess really how this country's heart really beats how this country views each other. And anybody that maintains that claims let me back up just for a second. I think that we have to acknowledge that we are the products of our beliefs. And most of us are most of us are living lives that are unexamined. And because too many of us live unexamined lives, we don't even question where our beliefs come from or what our beliefs are or why we believe what we believe, where they come from, why we believe it, and what they are. And in the absence of that lack of, that resistance to self-examination, if you don't tend to things, they fall apart. If you don't tend to your beliefs, if you don't examine your beliefs, if you don't pick them up and examine them and look at them as to why you believe or think what you do, or even what you think, things run amok. Things run amok. Oprah talked about having a crash moment, although she told people to go back and keep buying at that store. Whew. But there shouldn't be crash moments. Not about that issue. You should already understand how the world is that you live in, what the world is about. That's why that's the amazing part about crash moments. What, you didn't know that? You haven't thought about that? You haven't examined that within your head and the world that you live in? That's how people of African descent are looked at and viewed due to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of hate directed at them. And we see evidence, some of it anecdotal, some of it specific, about this. For as long as we can stand to look at what is happening at Katrina, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We had a memorial in New York, not New Orleans, but New York. And they made it very clear. They worked very hard. There were hours and hours spent on getting the names of the people who died in that building. It was important. It was sacred. It was necessary. It was the right thing to do. This government, this country, wanted to honor those who had died, innocent people that had died. There was a statue built to white firefighters They were fussing about putting a black face in the memorial, so they didn't. There was a statue built to firefighters. The names are there. There's a wall with them on it. Because that's how we value our citizens, right? That die an innocent death. We value the names of our dead, don't we? We stitch the names of our dead onto quilts. We spend billions of dollars in stone monuments, chiseled stone monuments to their memory. And yet, and still, more than a month, most of the bodies that lay dead in Louisiana are largely anonymous. They don't even have their ages guessed at, their sex guessed at, their race guessed at, how they died, where they were found. ...972 deaths confirmed. They said they stopped looking for bodies. In Mississippi, mind you, where Halle Barber lives, 221 dead, 196 have been identified. We don't care. They don't care. This is an amazing country that we live in. These are amazing times that we are existing in. Now, the Department of Health and Hospitals hasn't been willing to make the information. I mean, imagine you're looking for your mama for a month, and they won't tell you. They won't tell you. Don Amaro, the director of operations for the coroner in East Baton Rouge, said among the evacuees who died in his parish, 24 males, 44 females. The oldest victim was 95. Six were under 21 years old. Why haven't they identified them? Because they don't. It matters not. It's one of those things that from a political standpoint, it's best that we move on. And it's best that we give a major policy speech on Iraq today. We need to look over here. We're going to say brand new things today. Says George W. Bush, it's best that we move on from this. Because everything to discuss about this is failure. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Shirley, good morning. Shirley, good morning. Susie, good morning. Susie. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Good morning. We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU.
morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Westbound 70 between Bercher and Riverview, there's a disabled vehicle and it's driving on its rims. Expect slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 44 at Hampton, there's an accident reported in the left lane. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Virginia, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Watson, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between Long Road and Ballast, no problems to report. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs, 270, everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall, that traffic is starting to build this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170, no problems to report there as well. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 split at the PSB, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Laclede's Landing looks good. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Every day in October, $5 on Little Lotto against any single draw could win you a trip for four to the Super Game in Detroit, February 5th. See retailers for details. Illinois Lottery, have a ball, play responsibly. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, much cooler, mostly cloudy in the morning, early afternoon, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high around 60. This evening, colder, partly cloudy, low around 40. Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. And Saturday, sunny skies with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 58 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 56. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8 on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
All are welcome to attend the annual St. James Parish Fall Festival featuring food, games, and lots of activities on Sunday, October 9th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The festival takes place at 1107 Summit Drive in Catawissa, Missouri. Plenty of parking is available. Adult dinners are $7. Children ages 6 to 12 dinners are $3.50. To find out more, call Christy McDaniel at 636-451-4555. Something for you from WGNU.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Friday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, how safe is the food being served in America's schools? Ken Kelly from the Center for Science in the Public Interest will explain a new law that allows parents to find out if food is stored correctly, if facilities are up to cleanliness standards, and how to access those reports. 28 million kids go off to school every day. They deserve a safe and nutritious meal. All concerned parents need to be here Friday morning at 8 for a discussion on school food safety on the Wake Up Call. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Better wait a minute. You better hold the phone. Better mind your manners. Better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You got a way to go. We're gonna do things my way.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Carl, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
How are you doing on this great day?
I am outstanding.
Yes, I'd like to give thanks and praise to the mighty Father himself, Yahweh Yahweh. Just basically what I call for. Have you ever heard of Kleptocracy? I'm going to spell it to you. Kleptocracy. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Would you take your time and look that word up for me, please?
Nope. You got to tell it to me. I'm a busy woman. Tell me what it is.
It's about a government characterized by rampant greed and corruption.
Mm.
And that's what we have today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't argue with that.
And what about patronage?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that is about, too?
Uh-huh.
All right, then. Now, thank you. You have a beautiful day.
Take care of yourself, Carl. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. Susie Park on the south side.
Yes, ma'am.
How you be?
I'm outstanding.
I am blessed by the best also. All right. Wanted to share with the community about camp and it being a community arts and media project. Every nonprofit grassroots organization that I deal with, they are my leaders. I have used this as a solution for my problem pertaining to education and not being able to support my children and grandchildren in education the way I would like to because of working. I am a volunteer. Been a volunteer over here for 7 years. Started living in McKinley Heights, Benton Park West, and Gravois Park. Now I reside. The bureaucracy that's going on in the state of Missouri can be resolved by our own solutions with grassroots. The Green Party has allowed me to become the vice president of the Green Party for the city, outreach coordinator, and office manager. I have the privilege as a volunteer to network with the Confluence newspaper, Southside University, St. Louis Independent Media Center, Center for Alternative Technology, Beehive Design Collective, and Food Not Bombs. Okay, this is leadership for my children and grandchildren. Housing Authority,
okay,
Welfare
okay.
Office.
Okay, Susie, we need you to tell us exactly what you're calling about.
The camp is a asset to mix to my lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
You know, for us being on the south side.
Okay.
No other diversity building is existing for me to be able to resolve my issues.
Okay. All right.
You know?
All right.
And
well,
I have resources for the community. I have shared resources over here.
Okay.
I've lived over here for 19 years.
Okay, Susie, what I need you to do is that, you know, if you want to have a discussion about a particular vehicle out here, a particular entity out here, you got to give me a call off the air and we can have that discussion about coming on and having a talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have fun.
You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yes, Liz, I see that delay.
Turn your radio down, okay. Please.
Yeah, Liz, what I called to say was I see that delay got some of that Missouri connection here. I kind of figured them crooks go hand in hand. I'm talking about Boy Blunt and Daddy Blunt and plus delay. Have you seen it on the news?
Have talked about it on the show. I don't need to
okay.
see it on the news. Talked about it
okay.
on my show.
But, you know, I kind of figured when I saw Blunt how close he was, that
mm-hmm.
his heart was going to come back to haunt him.
Mm-hmm. Well, got to keep the heat on.
All right.
All right.
You take it easy, Larry.
Take care, Larry. 454-0400 is my phone number. Sonia. Sonia.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, girl, I almost hung up because I had just got my shower and trying to wake my son up because my call went out. I'm going to take him to work and I'm going to drop him off. I had to go to the doctor. But anyhow, I just praise God for my health and strength. I was healed from some situations or in some body ailments because of the situation. And I just praise God because he is a healer. And you agree that he is a healer, right?
All right. Thank
well,
you, Sonia.
I need you with me in prayer.
Okay. Thank you, Sonia. Keith, you're on the air.
All right. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good, good. Liz, I just called you, and I know you've talked about this, but I didn't get to listen to the show yesterday. And I was looking at CNN yesterday, and they were talking about all of the city employees down in New Orleans that are not going to get their jobs back.
Over 3,000. Over 3,000.
And you know, that is pitiful. You know, here you got a group of people, probably most of them black city employees, who have an opportunity to make some money, to put their lives back together. But because of probably all the bureaucracy, they aren't going to even be able to get their job.
I don't know, Keith, if I would attribute it to bureaucracy as much as, because a bureaucracy, from my view, sounds like something that, you know, we would, but we just can't. This is a plan. This is a plan to create a brand new city. This is a plan to hand out billions of dollars to, there is discussion going on in this Republican administration to hire companies from the country of India.
To do construction work at
ground zero of Katrina. This is not about helping people put their lives back together. This is about destroying a power base. This is about taking black people and spreading them all over the country and diluting their political power. This is about taking an area that has a historical connection with partying and therefore income and therefore money and turn it into a Disneyland, a Florida Disneyland where you see nothing but white folks.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I was so upset. My father and I, my brother, we were all talking about it yesterday. And it's just pitiful. You know, you're looking and just what you were just talking about, all of the dead bodies and all of the things that haven't been done right down in New Orleans by the people of New Orleans. You know, mostly black people are suffering down there. You know, and it's so sad, you know, that these people have an opportunity. Some of the people have an opportunity to work, help put their city back together, help put their lives back together. And it's just not going to happen.
That's right. That's right. And that's why people need to. There are so many things that we can be doing. There's money that we could be sending to the Black Mayors Association, the Council of Black Mayors. We could be doing a whole lot of things, and we need to be raising the issue with our elected officials that we want. For instance, one of the things that you can do right now is you can call Jim Talent's office. He will be voting today on whether or not to eliminate food stamps for poor women. Okay? I mean, in the light of Katrina, that's an obscene act. That is an obscenity to say that we need to make permanent tax breaks for the wealthy and eliminate food stamps for women that have been forced from raising their children into these low-paying, non-livable wage jobs, and they're now saying, in order to fix Katrina, we've got to take a lousy $600 million from food stamps for poor women with children. One thing that you can do is to call Jim Talent's office today and tell, and particularly since he's fixing to run for office, tell him that you will evaluate your vote and your support. And then remember, while there are a lot of black folks out there that would say, you know what, I am not going to vote for Republican under any circumstance. I get you. I feel you. You know, I understand. But the fact of the matter is that you can still make them do what you need to do, because you can always tell them, you know what, I wasn't inspired to get involved in this election until you ticked me off. So you don't want to make me mad. You don't want me to inspire other folks. So, so everybody needs to pick up the phone and call Jim Talent's office this morning and tell him he better not eliminate lousy food stamps for some poor working women with children. Shame on you.
Liz, so could you put that number out?
I sure can, and I will do it in just one second.
Okay, thank you very much.
Stay with
me. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. I will be back. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax.
Dateline, Washington. New reports have surfaced that indicate some of the cars in Iraq that have been used in car bombings are reported stolen from the United States. The FBI Counterterrorism Unit has begun an investigation into this matter. Right now, the Deputy Assistant Director for the Bureau's Counterterrorism Unit says the vehicles were probably not stolen specifically to use as car bombs, but there is evidence that they got smuggled out of the U.S. by criminal networks that include terrorists and insurgents. The inquiry came to light after U.S. troops raided a bomb factory in Fallujah last November and discovered a four-wheel drive SUV that was being prepped for a bombing mission. The vehicle turned out to be registered to a Texas owner. Other cars have been uncovered where stolen American cars wound up in Syria or other Mideast countries and ultimately in the hands of insurgent groups in Iraq. Insurgents are believed to prefer American stolen cars because they're bigger and hold more explosives, plus they're easier to blend in with U.S. convoys. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one. He shoots. He
scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Right. Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues!
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on, I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I sucked a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Single game tickets on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster outlets, stlouisblues.com, or call 314-622-BLUE.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
For the millions of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, pick the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from. Cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we played the drums. For the millions,
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. That number for Jim Talent is real easy. The Washington D.C. number is, and I would recommend that you call the D.C. office since that's where he is right now. The D.C. office is 202-224-6154. That's 202-224-6154. Or fax him a note at 202-228-1518. That's 202-228-1518. And the email address is really easy. I don't have that. Thought I had it, but I don't have it. But let me just give you the phone number again. 202-224-6154. 202-224-6154. They're voting to cut food stamps And mind you, food stamps, $80 per person a month. $80 per person per month. One more time. $80 per person per month. Could you live off of food for $80 a month? Let me see. Now, again, I'm not a math major. I didn't get a degree in nuclear physics. But divide 4 into 80. Since there are 4 weeks in a month, last time I checked. What is that number? It's not 100. It doesn't get bigger. When you divide, it gets smaller. Could you live off of $20 a month? Could you feed your children $20 a week? Could you feed your children off of $20 a week? And mind you, put that in context with billion-dollar contracts, no big contracts, being handed to Halliburton without a blink of an eye. They ain't even mad when they screw the stuff up. We can feed poor women and children. We can do that. We're all better off if we do. Food. Jeez. Carpo.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
All right. I heard the discussion yesterday about the bird flu and why they were trying to get all these antibiotics stacked up for half of the populace of this country. And I'll speculate. I also heard yesterday that it was announced that the plague that killed 400 million people allegedly back in 1918, they decoded it. And that same plague, now they're saying, had some hooks into the avian flu. So what do you think they're going to really do with that medic, with that stuff they just found, figured out what it was?
Well, I think it's all scare tactics. I think it's all that George W. Bush wants the authority, wants to get rid of wants to be able to use the military on us whenever they want to.
That's well, I agree with that, that's what this but is I think about. That a little bit further, in that, as always, seemingly, any and everything these guys have come up with, have found out the core of, they've used it as a weapon. Now, are they going to use it on us? I don't know. But I can almost guarantee they're going to use that stuff in some war in the future, if not in Iraq and Afghanistan. Logic only proves itself out. Mm-hmm. I'm of the belief that AIDS was not something that just came out of the blue, but that somebody created that crap.
All right.
And as usual, they created it to get rid of a specific group of people. I don't know if that was homosexuals at the time. I don't know if it was us or, blacks, minorities. But as usual, they didn't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. And instead of targeting who they wanted, who I'm so glad it didn't work, but I'm so ashamed that they would even come up with it, it's now become a major epidemic affecting everyone across this world.
And I got to go. Thanks for your call. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Roy, good morning. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes. Liz, can I ask you a question? Do you know the answer why black businesses go generation after generation like other businesses?
There are black businesses. Why some black businesses don't do that?
Right.
Capital?
Yeah. Well, it's that's
capital.
One of them. But,
capital? Capitals, and then things that, like, I'll give you an example of a black business that has been destroyed. And it's because we told people about the school, what was going to happen if we let them take over the schools. There is a black-owned, the oldest black-owned Dairy Queen in the United States is located on Riverview, right across from a public school. They closed that public school. They closed that public school. That black business died in that black community because that's where I live. That's my community. So there are strategic things that go on to kill black businesses. So there are a whole lot of things that reasons outside of the community that causes black businesses to die.
That's correct. Now, Liz, when a black business has survived through all the hardships and things in the black community, when all the white business and things left us, then when you try to expand your business and you can't buy property and stuff to expand your business because they won't allow you to buy the property because the street that you own is
been set up for developers to develop it. And you don't have the right to develop your property, but they can come
that's
in.
Why, that's why everything is everything is political. That's
political.
Why everybody should be involved. Were you involved in the mayoral race? Were others involved in the mayoral race? That's why it matters who's elected into office.
That is correct.
Okay, and gotta roll, gotta roll. We're going to take a break, folks. I'll be back at the top of the hour. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. An ex-Marine's accused of spying at the White House.
There are two kinds of people at the White House. Those who have been very well vetted and those who have been extremely well vetted and have access to the top secret computer network. This man had access to the top secret computer network.
ABC News terrorism consultant Richard Clark. ABC's Ann Compton has more.
He is under arrest. Leandro Aragoncia was nabbed at his current job at an FBI office in New Jersey. On a tip, authorities put a hidden camera over his desk and watched him download classified information, which Aragoncillo emailed to the Philippines. What's shocking here at the White House is that as a career Marine, he worked in the office of Vice President. ABC News has been told Aragoncillo has admitted retrieving documents here. Some of the classified political information has shown up in Philippine newspapers. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
President Bush delivers what the White House says will be a major address on the war on terror about 2 hours from now. There have been multiple deadly attacks in and around Baghdad today. British Prime Minister Blair says new explosives used against coalition forces in Iraq may be linked to either Iranian elements or Hezbollah. Lightning struck a high school football game in Coconut Creek, Florida, killing a 15-year-old player.
The bolt came down and hit, and myself and three other of my friends all got thrown back. And then I remember one of my good friends, who's not a big guy, reaching down, picking me up in the air, and just yelling, "Run!"
Tropical storm Tammy is raining itself out over parts of Georgia and South Carolina now. Hundreds of firefighters spent the night battling a 6,400-acre blaze east of L.A., protecting almost 100 homes.
When the conditions are right and we can burn fire and the wind's taking it back that way, we're in good shape. We're going to try to hold it right here at this line.
This is ABC News.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
This Columbus Day weekend, hurry to Lowe's for great values. Now save $20 on every 5-gallon can and $5 on every 1-gallon can of Olympic Premium interior and exterior paint after mail-in rebate. Also, get a $75 mail-in rebate when you spend $249 or more on insulation. What's more, we're taking 10% off any carpet we install. You see, nobody works harder to save you money every day. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers, end dates vary. See store for details.
An early dose of winter. Temps were in the 90s in North Dakota just a few days ago, and now...
For some people, like Paul Horner of Bismarck, North Dakota, it's just gorgeous.
Nice, clean blanket of pure snow out there, the sun glistening off it. It's just beautiful.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
But then there's the ugly side.
Heavy snow has caused road closures.
Todd Hamilton at the National Weather Service.
It's probably the worst snowstorm for this time of year that we've basically ever seen.
It all depends on how you look at it. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
They've had up to 2 feet of snow. A British group that hires hundreds of Santa's helpers each year is offering stricter standards for Saint Nick on girth, beard length, attire, and general demeanor, trying to ditch what it calls shoddy Santas. The Ministry of Fun says Santa should be magical and cuddly, not a smelly slob. No B.O. and lots of ho, ho, ho. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good
Morning St. Louis, this is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, three people are seriously hurt after an accident in St. Charles County. Police say an eastbound car crossed the center line and struck two westbound vehicles on Highway 94 near Kisker Road last night. The driver of the eastbound car and a passenger in one of the westbound vehicles were airlifted to an area hospital. A third person was taken by ambulance to another hospital with serious injuries. The St. Louis County Department of Planning is releasing a draft of the LEMAE Comprehensive Plan for public comment. The plan provides a long-range guide for economic growth in LEMAE, an unincorporated South County community. The public can view the plan at the County Planning Department, the County Government Center, or the County Weber Branch Library. The St. Louis County Planning Commission will hold a public hearing on October 24th for public comment on the plan. There's a growing concern about the financial failure of America's hospitals. That's according to a recent Deloitte & Touche survey that says 67% of CEOs report their hospital to be profitable, but by an extremely thin margin. Tom Hochhausler, the director of the Future of Healthcare survey, says Missouri hospitals seem to be vulnerable to financial woes.
Overall, 29% of hospitals said that financial failure is possible. Now, the rules felt a little worse, that they thought 34% might go under in the next 5 years. But where the real problem really seemed to be was in the inner city hospitals, where 42% of hospitals thought it's possible that they could fail financially in the next 5 years.
Hospital CEOs who participated in this survey attributed much of their financial losses to the uninsured. Finally this hour, Rams head coach Mike Martz will miss practice for a second straight day today after yesterday's announcement that he could have a bacterial infection of a heart valve known as endocarditis. Martz said yesterday that an exact diagnosis has yet to be confirmed, but if the condition is caught early, it can be treated by taking a long series of antibiotics with full recovery. The 54-year-old head coach also said he has been feeling ill for 4 or 5 weeks, and he will shorten his work days in an effort to recover. Assistant head coach and linebackers coach Joe Vitt will run practices until Martz can return. It is unknown if Martz will be on the sidelines when the Rams host the Seahawks on Sunday. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Fly to Fort Myers, Naples from St. Louis on one of Southwest Airlines' three new daily flights. Whether you're flying for business or pleasure, Southwest can get you there. Visit southwest.com today. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pier 1, Life More Interesting. Eastbound 44 at Hampton, there's an injury accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic jams at Shrewsbury. Northbound 55 between Route Z and Peavey, there's an accident on the shoulder. Expect some delays. Northbound 55 from Carondelet to Arsenal, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way into Lindbergh, looks good. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road, you've got slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall to Blanchett Bridge, looks good. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44, you've got slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant, heavy traffic, slow in the right lane, then from New Florissant all the way into the 170 exits. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Lindbergh is slow as well. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSB, look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue to the 5570 split is slow. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic as well. Also, northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic this hour. Sours traffic has been sponsored by Pier 1, Life More Interesting. Stop by Pier 1 for our once-a-year living room sale. Save 15 to 40% on select vases, pillows, and rugs from around the world. Hurry in, Pier 1, Life More Interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Much cooler, mostly cloudy in the morning, and becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 60. For this evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, partly cloudy skies, a high only around 60. Friday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Then on Saturday, sunny skies with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 55 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 54. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Friday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, how safe is the food being served in America's schools? Ken Kelly from the Center for Science in the Public Interest will explain a new law that allows parents to find out if food is stored correctly, if facilities are up to cleanliness standards, and how to access those reports. 28 million kids go off to school every day. They deserve a safe and nutritious meal. All concerned parents need to be here Friday morning at 8 for a discussion on school food safety on the Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how to understand.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop
listening. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, or welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like there is so much going on out here. So much stuff going on. We talked yesterday with the president of Bread for the World about how there's a vote going on in Congress this morning. It might be going on right as we speak. Jim Talent, a member of the Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, they're fixing to cut, if you can believe this, if you can believe this, they're fixing to cut food stamps for poor working women and their children. In the aftermath of Katrina, it is just mind-boggling. And folks, if you want to call, I know we got lots of requests for the phone number again. It is 202-224-6154. That's 202-224-6154. 202-224-6154. And when you get the number, call somebody you know. I know you know somebody that'll make a phone call. I know you know, because he's voting this morning. It's critical. He's coming up for election in 2006. It's critical that you make your voices heard. Do you feel comfortable after seeing Katrina and hearing about billion-dollar no-bid contracts, the cruise ship industry getting a no-bid hundreds of millions of dollars contract and the boat's not even filled? And it costs more to sit in that boat than it does to take a five-day cruise. So you can do this. And I bring this up because it's just another example of the real needs in this country not being addressed. I heard a story this morning about this billion-dollar, trillion-dollar Medicaid drug program that's just a giveaway to wealthy companies. This administration has spent, I think it's $4 million to send out brochures on how the program works, right? And in the brochures, they tell our seniors that our seniors are now going to be paying more when they don't have to, because in the brochure, the seniors are instructed that there are certain companies that they don't have to pay any money to for the prescription. They have a choice. And in the brochure, they've listed all of the companies as that choice when all of the companies are not offering free drug prescription. So they're going to get a bill. And our government says, this administration says, well, you know, it's too expensive to correct that. We'll just tell them to go to the Internet. And the Internet and seniors are a perfect demographic, right? Seniors are always on the Internet. So you're hearing about these things that are going on out here, that are touching us. Now, some people may say, well, you know, the food stamp thing, $80 a week, or $80 a month for food, not my problem because I am not part of the working poor. Okay. I'm not going to trip on the fact that people can also say I'm not going to trip on the fact that seniors may have to pay more for their prescription over or because of a glitch by this administration, George Bush and his administration. Okay. Okay. That doesn't affect you. How about health care? Does that affect you? Uninsured. Fourth increase in a row. The number of uninsured people in this country. Everybody in America is concerned about their health care. I've heard horror stories from people, uninsured people, trying to get health insurance. It's impossible. And even those that do have insurance, you think that you're well protected? You're a working family. You think you can pay for health care? I don't think you can. We're going to talk about that. We have the executive director of Families USA, Ron Pollack. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We need to talk about this. Ron Pollack, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Great.
Trouble in River City, huh?
You bet.
Health insurance has been an issue that's been in the front of my mind for a few months now. A friend of mine is just having a horrible time trying to get insurance and then I have other people that are having difficulty in trying to stay insured. How difficult is it, or how many people out there do we have in this country that are uninsured? What does it look like?
Well, the Census Bureau tells us that there are approximately 46 million people who are uninsured. Now, mind you, it's very hard for people to get a grasp. What does it mean for 46 million? 46 million is more than the total population of 24 states plus the District of Columbia. And I don't mean the total population of any one of those states. I mean the combination of 24 states and the District of Columbia. Obviously, I'm talking about the states that have the smallest population. But it's extraordinary that we have as many people uninsured as almost half the states in the country combined. Now, what the Census Bureau number tells us is how many people were uninsured at the time it took its survey. If you look at how many people are uninsured over the course of a lengthy period of time, we looked, for example, at how many people are uninsured over the last 2 years, who are uninsured at some point in the last 2 years. That number was over 82 million people. That's one out of three people under 65 years of age. So it's incredible.
And what about the cost of pay, the added cost for of care for the uninsured? What is that?
Well, when people who have health insurance pay their premiums, they're not just paying for their own coverage, but they also have to, in effect, subsidize the health care that's provided to people who are uninsured. Now, uninsured people, by and large, don't get anywhere near the same care that people who are insured. They usually defer care, they have pain, or they have the beginning of a disease, and they often delay going to a doctor or for getting treatment because they don't have the money to pay for it. So, sometimes it gets worse, and then people wind up having to go to the emergency room.
And isn't it also a concern of uninsured people that they're afraid to go to the doctor to get diagnosed as something, because in the back of a lot of uninsured people's mind, they're looking forward to the day when they are insured. And if you go to a doctor and you're diagnosed with some kind of illness, it makes it difficult to get insurance.
You bet, because insurance companies don't want to sell to people who they know are high risks to make claims. And so if you have a health problem and you delay getting care, and who knows, the problem may well get worse, then if you try to get insurance, then it's very hard to get it, because insurance companies don't want to sell insurance to people who need it.
And isn't that just foul? That's just absolutely foul that they should be able to do that. If I'm willing to pay for it, this is what you do.
Well, what the insurance companies get worried about, the insurance companies say, well, we're worried people are going to game the system, that they're not going to get insurance except at the point they need it. And so they really try to protect themselves against that. The problem really is that health insurance has become unaffordable for too many people. Family health coverage, on average, that is obtained through an employer, now costs approximately $11,000 a year. Well, that's very expensive. It's expensive for the employer if the employer is picking up all or part of the cost, and obviously it's very expensive for a worker for whom this may constitute a very substantial part of their income.
And when we talk about and not only when people get insurance, or not only the people don't have insurance, when people get insurance, insurance companies can still make you wait to get treatment.
Well, often insurance companies want to approve certain procedures. Sometimes they second guess your doctor. So it can be a problem, yes. But it's a world of difference for those people who have insurance and those who don't. Those people who cannot afford to get health insurance, they're at great risk, because they probably will not be able to afford any significant health treatment, and that makes the risk that that situation will get much worse very considerable. You know, the Institute of Medicine, which is a respected scientific body here in Washington, says there are approximately 18,000 people in the country who die because they've been uninsured, that if they were insured, they would not have died.
And we're still, those of us that have insurance are still paying the, are paying a cost for those that don't have insurance.
Well, that's right. Because when somebody ultimately gets care, say in an emergency room, somebody's got to pay for that. And on average, when family health coverage is being purchased, about $922 of that premium that you pay is really to cover the costs of the uninsured, not for your own health coverage.
And the other piece of this is that, again, this health care has been on my mind because a number of people in my life are struggling to get health coverage. Even people that have health insurance think that they're covered, but they're not.
Well, often people may have health insurance, but they may have really sparse coverage. They may have high deductibles. They may have high co-payments. They may have a whole bunch of services that are not covered. So it's very important when people are looking at possibly getting health insurance that you know exactly what you're getting and what are you going to have to pay out of pocket as opposed to what the insurance company will cover.
And so what do you recommend that people do? Tell people what if you're looking to get insurance, what do you recommend that people do?
Well, I think there are a number of things you want to do. You want to take a look at this, the policy that you're considering, not just look at what the premium is. Often people say, well, I'm just going to be paying the premium, and they'll determine whether that's something they can afford. But you pay more than that. You often have a deductible. You have co-payments. There are a whole bunch of services that may not be covered. You've got to understand the whole picture. Secondly, you should know which doctors you can go to with that coverage. Sometimes the insurance policy you have only allows you to go to a very specified network of doctors and hospitals, and you better know whether your doctor and your hospital are included in that. So there are some key things you want to find out that will determine whether this will be of practical help to you.
And if you already have a policy and the policy is not what you want it to be, what should you do?
Well, you certainly should take a look at other alternatives. Obviously, that may be very difficult for some people who have their health coverage through their job.
Right.
And
we're not really talking about those folks as much because they have fewer options. The people that are out here that are not covered by it, because that's becoming more and more prevalent, that businesses are not covering the health care cost of their employees. What should people do if they find that you're in a policy that really doesn't meet your needs? What are your options?
Well, then you have to look at what other insurance is available to you. Mind you, for those people who buy insurance on their own, rather than through a group policy like an employer's policy, those individual plans are usually considerably more expensive than group plans because the administrative overhead and agents' fees are considerably more expensive. So, the first thing you should know is if you do have a choice of getting coverage through your employer or through some other group plan, you're likely to be somewhat better off than if you go at it on your own because it's going to cost you more buying it as an individual. Now, if you do buy it as an individual, you may have more choice. But again, if you've got a health problem, remember, insurance companies are not likely to want to sell to you. And if they are willing to sell to you, they'll probably charge you an arm and a leg.
And then they can also put things like permanent riders on your policies as well to say that then we're not going to cover this part of your body.
That's right. Or if you have a certain health condition, say you've got diabetes or high blood pressure, they may put some rider on it that says they will not cover any problems associated with that health problem.
Mm. Let me get to this caller here. You have a question, please.
Yes, I have a comment and then a question. I think there should be more research into whether or not the insured are actually paying for the uninsured with their premiums, because I know some uninsured citizens who go to have some medical procedure done. When they have this procedure done and they work out a payment plan with the hospital, say it's an appendectomy, they are charged triple, sometimes quadruple, what the insured people are charged. Could you comment on that, please?
Thanks for your call and question.
Well, that's an excellent question. And the caller actually knows what she's talking about. When people who are uninsured go and get a health treatment, say like the appendectomy that the caller referred to, the uninsured person probably does not have the benefit of a lower cost for that procedure that was negotiated by an insurance company. If you're insured, your insurance company is probably going to negotiate for some kind of lower payment. The uninsured do not have that, certainly they don't have the bargaining power to get a cheaper price, and they don't have the benefit of a group discount. And so she's absolutely right that if you're uninsured, the irony is you're probably going to be charged a higher amount than somebody who is insured will be charged.
And then on the other hand, the rest of us that are insured are picking up the cost of that.
Well, that's right. Now, as I said, somebody who's uninsured is probably going to get a whole lot less care. They're probably going to defer care. But then if they need care, let's say the situation gets worse, they go to the emergency room, they get treated there, and they can't afford to pay for it, somebody's going to wind up paying for it, and it results in an increase in the premiums for those people who do have health insurance.
And what we're paying for is the higher rate that wouldn't have been that way if a group had gone in or an insurance company had gone in and negotiated the cost.
Absolutely correct.
And we're going to take a break, folks. I'm talking to Ron Pollack. He is the executive director of Families USA. We're talking about the uninsured, the cost of that to all of us. This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Eastbound 44 at Hampton, that accident has been cleared. Traffic jams through Shrewsbury. MoDOT will have to return to the scene after the morning rush to repair the median wall. Northbound 55 between Herculane and McNutt and Route Z and Peewee. Expect slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 170 at Del Mar, there's an object in the roadway believed to be a ladder, so use caution as you roll up to there. Northbound 55 onto the exit ramp of 7th and Park, there's an accident involving a motorcycle. Northbound 55 from Germania all the way to Lafayette, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Mraz Overpass, you've got slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way into 270. Look for that traffic to be flowing freely. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44, stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant, heavy volume, slow in the right lane, then from New Florissant all the way into 170. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Hanley is stop-and-go. Westbound 5570 from 64 on the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue all the way to 5570 split, it is slow as well. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic, as well as the northbound Route 3 approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your GM Certified Used Vehicles. Used car problems, GM certified owners tend to forget what they are. To learn more, find out a dealer, visit GMCertified.com or visit or call 888-999-7880. GM Certified, no worries. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Much cooler today, mostly cloudy in the morning and the afternoon, becoming partly cloudy later on this afternoon with a high around 60 this evening. Colder, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 60. And Saturday, sunny skies with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 55 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 54. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Spring rains, summertime heat, they can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry, call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof, and that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one. He shoots. He
scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Right, baby steps. Baby steps.
Right.
Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues.
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on. I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I sucked a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Visit stlouisblues.com for special discounts and promotional information. Tickets on sale at the box office, Ticketmaster outlet, stlouisblues.com, or call 314-622-BLUE.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005, in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement,
call 361-9191
or toll free 866-361-9191
or online at mmmstlouis.org.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. The Millions More Movement.
Around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. And don't forget, you can always check us out on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. We broadcast live from Xenia to Zimbabwe. Also, if you want to check out a show, you can do that. This show is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. We're also iPodded. So you can get to us at all hours, all times. Also, website lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. We're talking about an issue that affects far too many Americans, being uninsured in America. We're talking about this with Ron Pollack, the executive director of Families USA. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Ron, I want to get to another caller here. Yes, you're on the wake-up call.
Yes. Could I ask your guest, isn't it really true, and we have the Blunt administration in this state, but it goes for Bush, too, that they are fundamentally opposed to the concept of Medicare and Medicaid and the government's obligation to provide health care. And in some ways, they seek not only the repeal of the Great Society, but it looks like they would like to repeal the New Deal itself. Thank you very much.
Well, that's a very interesting and important question. With respect to Governor Blunt, he is proposing something that no governor in the nation has proposed. He has proposed the creation of a commission, which has already started its work, that has as its focus the idea of eliminating the Medicaid program in Missouri. And this will mean that literally hundreds of thousands of people in Missouri who are insured through Medicaid could lose that coverage and join the ranks of the uninsured. Meanwhile, in Washington, President Bush has proposed major cutbacks in the Medicaid program. In fact, in the next couple of weeks, just as you were talking about potential cutbacks in food stamps, the Bush administration is pushing for significant cuts in Medicaid. Congressional leaders, Republican congressional leaders, are urging cuts of at least $10 billion in Medicaid, and Congress is going to be considering this in the next 2 weeks. So your caller is absolutely right that there is a major effort. At the same time that people apparently have gotten some sensitivity about poverty and racism in America by what they saw in New Orleans, at the same time, there are major cutbacks that are being proposed that will be considered that could hurt the very people that the American public, I believe, now wants to make sure get the assistance they need so that they can survive.
And when you use the phrase joining the ranks of the uninsured for Medicaid folks, we're really talking about people dying, aren't we?
Oh, there's no question. You know, we've just seen in Tennessee, the governor in Tennessee.
And also we have to factor in Bill Frist as well, Dr. Frist as well.
Yes. In Tennessee, there was a major cutback in the Medicaid program. It's called TennCare in Tennessee. And we're keeping track of a good number of people who have lost coverage. We know of at least three people who've already died, who had coverage, lost it, and because they couldn't get the health care they needed, they passed away. There's no doubt that people who now are on Medicaid, if they lose Medicaid, many of them will not know where to turn. They won't have the money to get coverage. They won't get the health care they need, and they will suffer irreparable consequences.
And they won't get the health care. I mean, it's not even just not knowing where to turn. There will be no place to go.
Well, that's right. Now, if you're uninsured, there's some things you can try to do that may be of a little help. It's not by no means anywhere near enough. There are community health centers throughout the country that provide health care for people who can't afford it. However,
those community health centers provide primary and preventive care. If you have a serious
health problem,
and you need to go to a hospital or you need surgery, that won't help you.
We don't have a hospital like that in St. Louis. We don't. We have some clinics. We don't have the hospital. And ironically, as we're talking, in New Orleans, they're talking about tearing down Charity Hospital, destroying it after Katrina. And that was, we had people who came on this show from New Orleans talking about when they got here to Missouri, they couldn't get the health care that they got in New Orleans because there was Charity Hospital that provided 100% of what people needed. When you get here to the state of Missouri under Matt Blunt, they don't have access to the same medical opportunities.
And if Governor Blunt has his way, it's going to get much, much worse, because if you eliminate Medicaid in Missouri, you're going to cause enormous hardship well beyond what exists today, because so many more people will be uninsured and won't be able to get the health care they need.
And you know what? Quite frankly, Ron, it's monstrous to even have the discussion of moving towards the elimination of Medicaid. That's just monstrous. And nobody else in the country is even talking about that.
Well, you know, Liz, I travel a fair amount. And when I go to other countries and I tell them, you know, how many people are uninsured today, they look at me like I'm crazy. Mm. I mean, how can the richest country in the history of the world leave tens of millions of people uninsured? And then you have a governor who wants to make it even worse by cutting the safety net that is sparse to begin with. It's just extraordinary. I mean, it is so baffling that a country that has the resources is unable to do what so many other countries across the world already do for its citizens.
Well, what is it, 23 states?
Well, in terms of the total
top population,
24 states plus the District of Columbia in the aggregate have fewer people than the total number of people uninsured in the United States today.
We're going to take another break. I'm talking to Ron Pollack, Executive Director, Families USA. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Brown. We're talking about health insurance in America, the state of. We'll be back to get to some of your calls. Stay with us.
Dateline Baghdad. Iraqi legislators have agreed to make the death penalty available for anyone found guilty of financing or provoking terrorism. The new law is meant to try and crack down on the almost daily suicide bombings that are plaguing the country. The wording of the law uses Western concepts that any criminal act against people, institutions, or property that aims to hurt security, stability, or national unity and induces terror, fear, or horror among the people and causes chaos. It also defines it as any activity that causes sectarian differences or civil war by arming citizens or providing encouragement or financing for such arming. Former U.S. Governor of Iraq Paul Bremer did away with the death penalty just after the U.S. invasion back in 2003, but capital punishment was brought back the next year in order to provide an option for the execution of former President Saddam Hussein. And Dateline Washington. Senate Republicans have introduced a bill that will suspend the Davis-Bacon Act for 1 year in areas of the country that are declared to be disaster sites by the president. Just after Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast 4 weeks ago, President Bush suspended the Davis-Bacon Act in those areas. That law allows federal contractors to hire employees at less than the prevailing wage rate. A press statement from the Democratic National Committee says the move he made in New Orleans will drive already low wages even lower. The latest measure is called the Cleanup and Reconstruction Enhancement Act, and it was put forth by Republican leaders because they say that wages are often out of sync with local market-determined rates because it takes time to determine the prevailing wage, and the Davis-Bacon Act will make reconstruction costs go much higher than they need to be, as well as cause delays. This is your Wake-Up Call Global News Update.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-97.
Friday morning at 8 on the wake-up call, how safe is the food being served in America's schools? Ken Kelly from the Center for Science and the Public Interest will explain a new law that allows parents to find out if food is stored correctly, if facilities are up to cleanliness standards, and how to access those reports. 28 million kids go off to school every day. They deserve a safe and nutritious meal. All concerned parents need to be here Friday morning at 8 for a discussion on school food safety on the Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white coat. Night and his children should sleep. But they'll slip through their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white was all they need. It's a hard life. It's a hard life.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget, folks, as we speak, as we're talking about the situation for Americans with regard to health care, please don't forget that there is a vote that is going on right now in your United States Congress in the Senate. Jim Talent, who is a member of the Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, is voting on to eliminate food stamps for working poor women and their children. Jim Talent is up for re-election in 2006. Please let your voice be heard on this. How can it be? How can it be that we could even consider eliminating food stamps in the era of Halliburton, Brown and Root, no-bid contracts, Brownie getting ruining lives in the aftermath of Katrina, and then getting another gig afterwards with FEMA? Give Jim Talon a call and tell him no, no. Find another way. The number is 202-228-1518. That's 202-228-1518. I'm talking to Ron Pollack, Executive Director of Families USA. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Let me get to another caller or two. Donna, good morning. You have a question for Ron Pollack?
Yes, good morning, I do.
Good morning.
The conversation is real interesting because I'm suffering from the lack of health care in my family. And I have two students in school and college, and they kind of fall right in the middle for me because one is 18 and one is 19. In just a few weeks, the 18-year-old won't qualify for Medicaid anymore.
Mm.
and I can't afford to insure her on my job, which will be like $300 for two of them.
Mm.
And my son, he was so afraid, he hurt his foot at school, and he came back and was so big he couldn't put his shoe on. But he was afraid to go to the hospital because he said we didn't have any insurance. And so I'm just wondering what is going to happen. What can people do? Because, I mean, I really need that coverage for my children. So I don't know what to do.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you.
What a horrible situation, Ron. I mean, what a horrible, this is a working person.
Yeah, and unfortunately, among the people who are uninsured, 4 out of 5 of them are in working families. I mean, so, you know, they're in jobs that don't provide health coverage, or the health coverage that's offered is unaffordable. Now, in her situation, I don't have a magic answer for her that's going to really solve what she really would like to get solved. That is, you know, knowing that she can sleep at night, that her children will get all the health care they need. I do have a couple of suggestions that she might try. Again, this is not a panacea. First, there are some schools that provide some health coverage. Now, you have to pay for it, obviously, but often you can get it at a cheaper price. And so it might be worth looking into. It might not be affordable, but it might be worth, it might be a whole lot cheaper than what you could get elsewhere. So that's one possible thing she should look into. Secondly, if her children are away in school, perhaps particularly if, you know, if you've got an injury that's not that serious, obviously you want it taken care of quickly so it doesn't become serious, the child could possibly get health care either in a community health center, or there may be some health facility at the school that would provide that. Again, as I said, I recognize this is not ultimately the answer that the caller would like, but if you're uninsured, your choices are limited. So I would try those, and hopefully that'll be of some help, at least in this current situation.
And Ron, I imagine that you've been dealing with this issue for a number of years.
A few decades.
And have you ever seen it as bad as it is right now?
Unfortunately, it's getting a whole lot worse. In the last 3 years, the number of people who are uninsured grew by 5 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And the likelihood is it will continue to get worse. We don't, you know, the president clearly hasn't made this a priority. And as I indicated earlier, the actions he is taking is making it worse. He proposes to cut the Medicaid program, which is the safety net program today for 53 million people. So I'm afraid that as costs go up, as more and more employers are saying they can't afford to provide the coverage they used to provide, and they either drop coverage or pass on more costs to workers, the situation will get worse. My hope is that we can turn that around sometime. But right now, given what Governor Blunt is doing, what President Bush is doing, I'm afraid it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
And in terms of what's going on in the Congress, I get Republicans and their agenda. What are Democrats doing about this? How are they split? How are they dealing with this?
Well, remember, you know, when Democrats develop a proposal, they can't get it to the floor of either the Senate or the House for a vote. So it's really more of a rhetorical exercise. They just don't have the votes to be able to even get a vote on the floor of the House or Senate. There are a number of senators who want to see some significant improvements and health coverage that we have today. But mind you, the congressional leadership and President Bush have even held up the health care package for Katrina survivors. That package does two things that neither the president nor the Republican leadership in Congress want. Number one, it would have the federal government pick up 100% of the costs rather than the states picking up some of those costs, and states are hard strapped to pay for these costs. And secondly,
the Medicaid program doesn't cover everybody who's poor. So
that's
if you are,
right.
for example, an adult and you don't have children,
that's right.
you don't get coverage under Medicaid. Well, under this bill that's pending for Katrina survivors, adults who don't have children could get coverage if they're poor, and the president and congressional leaders are holding it up.
These are horrible, horrible times. Where can people find out more information, Ron, if with your organization?
Well, they certainly can go to our website, and they can take anything off of it. We don't charge anything. It's www.familiesusa.org, families, plural, familiesusa.org, and there's no spacing or punctuation in Families USA.
Very good. Ron Pollack, Executive Director, Families USA. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Well, Liz, thanks for inviting me. Delighted to join you.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. Whew, I'll be back. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. An ex-Marine who allegedly stole top secrets is expected to be indicted today.
This is the first time anyone can remember that someone working at the White House with top secret clearance has been caught as a spy and actually admitted to stealing classified and secret information.
ABC's Brian Ross broke the story. Leandro Aragoncia, a native of the Philippines, allegedly downloaded classified U.S. information on the Philippine government to opposition leaders who were planning a coup. He worked at the White House for years. Authorities say they caught him at an FBI office in New Jersey.
What it says about the computer network is that they don't have at the White House or at the FBI at Fort Monmouth the kind of basic software that not only do American banks operate to find the insider threat, but I know of one piece of insider threat monitoring software that was recently sold to Bangladesh.
Richard Clark is a former counterterrorism chief and now ABC News consultant. President Bush gives a speech on the war on terror in about an hour. ABC's Ann Compton's at the White House.
The White House is promising a compelling picture of Al-Qaeda's murderous intentions, taking over the entire Middle East, establishing a fundamentalist Islamic region. The president's new effort comes after bloody bombing attacks inside Iraq and targeting civilians in Bali, Indonesia.
It may be a major breakthrough in cervical cancer. Researchers say an experimental vaccine is effective in the short term in blocking the disease and the lesions likely to become cancerous.
This morning's results on 5,000-plus women who got placebo and 5,000-plus women who got the three doses of the vaccine show that in the placebo group, there were 21 cases of early non-invasive cervical cancer. In the group that got the vaccine, there were no cases.
ABC medical editor Dr. Tim Johnson, Gardasil is a genetically engineered vaccine made by Merck. This is ABC News.
Honey, this is great sushi. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I made it myself.
Really?
Yeah, I'm full of surprises.
Where'd you get the fish?
Caught them myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, down at the creek.
The creek?
Yeah, the one by the treatment plant.
United Healthcare knows that people don't always use common sense. Fortunately, we bring common sense to healthcare, like offering affordable health benefit solutions, quality and cost comparison tools, and live and online chats with medical experts. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Yeah, just a hedge trimmer, thanks.
So, that's one hedge trimmer.
Right.
And a paint sprayer because the paint on your house is faded and peeling. And one ladder because your gutters are really clogged.
Oh,
and one leaf blower because this week your trees, whammo, they lose their leaves all at once.
Whammo?
And 3 gallons of pink paint. Anything else?
Yeah, how...
One project always leads to another, my friend. That's why our True Value Fall Home Project Sale has low prices on tools for whatever comes up this fall.
And why the pink paint?
Your wife has news.
My what? Peggy?
True Value. Help is just around the corner. Restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Peggy!
Winter came early, even for Bismarck, North Dakota, where temps were in the 90s just a few days ago. Now up to 2 feet of snow there and in parts of Wyoming and Montana. Crews battling a 6,400-acre fire east of L.A. are burning brush to try to keep the flames away from homes in the area.
We were having easterly winds coming out of the east and blowing to the west, and that's what was pushing this fire when it first started, and it was just banking across these hills here.
Frank Ebner with the fire department in Riverside County. Those closest to the fire were told to evacuate.
I've been through a fire 20 years ago, and everything that I had, I tried to get out this time so that I could get photos and those kinds of things that would be mementos that we can't replace.
And the California mansion known as Stately Wayne Manor in the Batman TV series has been gutted by fire. The Tudor estate was being remodeled when the blaze broke out. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, St. Louis Rams head coach Mike Martz may have a bacterial infection in a heart valve. Team physician Dr. Douglas Pogue says an extensive medical workup has been done and no final diagnosis has been made, but Martz claims that doctors tell him he has a condition called endocarditis. Martz will miss practice today. It has not been determined whether he will be at Sunday's game against Seattle. Assistant head coach Joe Vitt will run practices until Martz returns. A group of labor organizations is supporting Claire McCaskill's bid for the U.S. Senate. Members of the St. Louis Labor Council, the Building and Construction Trades, and the Change to Win Coalition are putting their support behind the current state auditor as she fights for the Senate seat currently held by Republican Jim Talent. St. Louis Labor Council President Robert Soutier says he wants to show that these unions are united more than ever before.
We're showing the nation that, as far as we're concerned in this United States Senate race, that we're together, we're solid, and we're going to get Claire McCaskill elected as our next United States Senator in the state of Missouri.
According to Soutier, more than 50 unions representing over 100,000 people are putting their support behind McCaskill's campaign. The election for the Senate seat is set for November of 2006. A University of Missouri-Columbia study suggests that a benefit of democracy may be to limit the effects of government corruption on economic growth. Cooper Drury, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Missouri-Columbia, says leaders of democracies have to avoid growth-impairing corruption to avoid being voted out in the next election. Drury says democracy does not eliminate corruption, but changes the effects of corruption on the economy. He says the results of the study support his argument that promoting democracy can enhance a nation's chance for economic prosperity. Finally this hour, Rams wide receiver Isaac Bruce could miss his second straight game on Sunday when the Seahawks come to the Edward Jones Dome. The veteran wideout is listed as doubtful because of a turf toe injury he suffered in a win over the Titans on September 25th. Tackle Rex Tucker is questionable with a calf ailment, as is tight end Brandon Manumaleuna because of a knee problem. Listed as probable for the Rams are linebacker Dexter Coakley and cornerback Chris Johnson. While the Rams may be without Bruce on Sunday, the Seahawks may be missing two of their top receiving threats. Darryl Jackson and Bobby Engram are listed as doubtful on the team's injury report. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your participating True Value store. When it comes to your home, one project always leads to another. So get to True Value for the Fall Home Project Sale. Great savings now through October 16th. True Value, help is just around the corner. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 between Bayless and Weber. Accident, two left lanes are blocked. Traffic jams near Lindbergh. Eastbound 364 at Maryland Heights Expressway. All roadways are reopened after an earlier stall and an accident. Plus with bridge work over Three Four Lake has traffic backed up about a half a mile. Westbound 40 between Boone's Bridge, Boone's Crossing, and Long Road. There's a report of siding falling from a truck with other damage to other vehicles. So use caution as you roll up there. Eastbound 70 at Fifi, there's a report of an accident. The shoulder is blocked. Expect to slow down eastbound 44 from Bulls 270. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road. Look for traffic easing. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44 is stop and go this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant, very heavy volume in the right lane, and then from New Florissant all the way on off on the 170 off-ramp. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Sappington to Hampton. Heavy volume due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 between Ballast and Hanley. Stop and go. Westbound 40 from Hampton to Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 55-70 split from the exchange onto the PSB. It is stop and go. Westbound 64 from 15th Street to the 55-70 split. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing. Very heavy volume in your 8 o'clock commute. Northbound Route 3, that ramp from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect slow traffic. And Union at 70, there's a report of traffic signals that were not working, but they have been repaired. Also 141 at San Simeon, there's also a report of traffic signals that weren't working, but now are repaired. McCausland at 40, there's an accident involving a school bus. Is reportedly to be minor this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, trust your local Toyota dealers that know your vehicle best for convenient service and competitive prices. Oil change, tires, batteries, and brakes, they do it all. That's moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Much cooler today, mostly cloudy this morning and this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy later on in the day with a high around 60. This evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 40. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, a high around 60. Friday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Saturday, sunny skies with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 55 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 53, both under overcast conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, tell my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. The struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much to talk about. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. The email is revolution@lizbrown.com. We are located on the World Wide Web, broadcast daily at www.wgnu.net, also archived daily at whiterosesociety.org, and that's right, the Wake Up Call is can get on your iPod. So, those are the digits. Let's talk about some more serious issues out here. Let's talk about some more serious issues that are going on out here. I think, I remember. Not I think I remember, I do remember. When discussions were being held about three strikes and you're out policies, just say no to drugs, mantras, more death penalty, cries for more death penalties. Looking at our youth as super predators. We've got to get them into the criminal justice system. I guess we just had too much time on our hands. And unfortunately, we had the ability to do something with that time on our hands, and then we passed all of these laws. Our children are corrupt. Our children are awful. Two strikes, and you're out. And since a number of years have passed, over a decade, it's time to take a look. Been time to take a look. How'd that work out for us? How do we do with that get tough? Children are super predators mentality, because we just didn't have those thoughts. We put policies into practice, policies into place that complemented, that enhanced, that pushed this super predator juvenile justice policies. How did that work out for us as a nation? Well, I'm not going to be the one to say I told you so. Yes, I am. I told you so. Didn't work. This morning, joining us on the Wake Up Call, we have a writer for American Prospect magazine, Washington, D.C., Sam Rosenfeld, joining us. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
How'd that work out for us?
Oh, it didn't work out very well. Cost a huge amount of money to build, both the prison spree for adult facilities and for youth facilities.
Can't we say that in California that so much money went into the new, because we had to build the new prisons to accommodate these insane policies, and prison guards are getting paid more than professors, and with the public school system that was once the envy of the world is no longer the envy of the world.
Sure, absolutely, and you could find those cases all across the country. And at the same time, on the juvenile justice side, we were locking up a lot of kids who didn't have to be locked up.
And what were some of the policies, Sam, that propelled these children into institutions, criminal institutions?
Well, it was both spending a huge amount to build new facilities and then filling the facilities. So
once you build them, you got to fill them.
Yeah, of course. And so, having some of those maximum minimum sentences, if some offenses, no matter what the story behind it was, would automatically lead to kids being sentenced and detained. And at the same time, also the vogue for treating kids more as adults. And there was all sorts of sort of procedural mechanisms by which they fed kids who would end up in the juvenile justice system fed them into the adult criminal justice system.
And what can we say about the state of many of these children that were fed, as you said, into the adult systems?
Oh, well, I mean, there's tons of research on the effects of putting kids into, adult prisons and through the adult criminal justice system. It increases recidivism. You know, they're at an impressionable age and now actually being put in a position where they're surrounded by older and more experienced criminals. More to the point, what I was working on was the state of children with mental health needs. And what happened in the 90s was a convergence of both these kind of lock them up and throw away the key punitive measures in the juvenile justice system with the slow breakdown of public mental health, the public mental health system.
It's like two trains crashing.
Exactly. It was just a convergence that led to a lot of kids who were stranded and didn't have access in their communities to mental health services they needed. They ended up being warehoused in detention facilities and the juvenile justice system, which was not equipped to help them, needless to say, particularly in this moment when the vogue was for punishment as opposed to prevention and treatment.
Well, who paid for the treatment that the kids got? How did that work?
In the system, I mean, the ironic thing was that you would find a lot of kids who were essentially in the juvenile justice system to get access to. Their parents basically put them there because that was the only place they knew to put them to get some access to services. But this is all through, if once they're in the state system, they're in the state public mental health system, but also Medicaid. I mean, what exacerbated the long-term crisis in public mental health in this country was states' experiments with managed care for Medicaid systems, which happened all across the country and was a kind of a disaster in a lot of ways. It was these private companies who would come in, they'd get sweetheart contracts. This was all paid by the taxpayers. 50% of the money would be squandered in overhead and profit, and care, particularly for mental health, was slashed. This was part of what led to so many kids just literally not having any access to mental health unless they went into the juvenile justice system.
So, and that's what you talk about in your article, about how the problems that kids have faced within the system have been exacerbated by how the states have responded to their needs.
Right, right. I mean, it's fundamentally, I mean, there are all sorts of reforms that are talked about in my article and all the others in the report. A lot of terrific reforms in juvenile justice that would really help a lot. But fundamentally, in terms of what I was looking at, this is at base a crisis of our healthcare system and mental health care system that no amount of progressive juvenile justice reform is going to ameliorate. We really, this goes back to deinstitutionalization starting in the 60s and 70s when we let people out of asylums and institutions who had mental health issues. It was a great thing, but what was needed was a real system in place of community and home-based mental health services and care, and that never happened, and it's only gotten worse. It only got worse during the 90s experience with managed care for Medicaid.
And in fact, in Texas, the Texas Youth Commission studied this.
Right.
And tell us what they found.
Oh, they found, I don't have the number in front of me, but that more and more kids were entering the juvenile justice system in the 90s, and the question was why, because actual juvenile crime was way down, just like regular crime is way down. Part of it was clearly the new, era of punitive juvenile justice policies, but there was clearly also an effect as this, the Texas Youth Service found there was an increase in the number of kids going into the system who had mental health needs. I think a 20% increase.
Like a 27%.
27%, mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's clearly, I mean,
What does that mean? If what does that number, what does that 27% number mean?
Well, it means that, you know, close to a third of the however many thousands, I think there's a, what, 120,000 kids in detention every year, I mean every day in the country, you know, close to a third of those people were going into the juvenile justice system because they had mental health needs that weren't being met, rather than they are hardened criminals or out of control or something like that. Henry Waxman, California congressman, his committee did an investigation into this over a couple of years and found that they did studies of detention systems all across the country in 50 states, and one-third of all the parents they talked to that reported having put a kid in the detention system primarily because they needed access to mental health services.
And then how does that impact on the child for the rest of their life once you're in? Because here in Missouri, they are taking away SHIELD laws on your juvenile records, that people that want to hire you will have access to your juvenile records.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's first both an extremely traumatizing and usually not particularly helpful experience to be put in a huge institution with a bunch of people and not get individualized care. So in and of itself, it's damaging. And then
when you add that to the types of people, you're not going into a huge mental institution. You're going into a criminal institution,
right.
Where there were grown men, because these are mostly boys, right?
Sure, yeah.
You know, grown men that have, some of whom that have committed horrible, horrible crimes, have access to you.
And then, as you said, in terms of SHIELD laws and stuff, these are the repercussions for this, just in terms of what's on your record, will last for years, for your whole life.
And then also to measure the cost of what, I mean, I wonder, Sam, if anybody's ever looked into the cost of on a family that had to make that decision and the cost of them to live with that decision, that they had to get put their baby in a criminal justice system in order for their baby, in order to think that their baby is going to get treated for their mental illness issues.
Well, yeah, I mean, it becomes very hard to measure one thing or another, but there's unmistakable research basically that in terms of cost to the families, in terms of cost to the taxpayers, this kind of lock 'em up tendency in the juvenile justice system, as in the criminal justice system, costs far more than preventative measures would. And that's what the main thrust of the kind of juvenile justice reform movement, which has really gained ground in a lot of places in the country in the last few years, that's what the focus is, to get as many kids as possible out of institutions, out of these facilities, and into home and community-based programs.
I was shocked to read your article, Sam, that read one part of your article that talked about how many of the kids in these juvenile facilities had no charges against them.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a function of the convergence of the problems with both mental health and juvenile justice systems. What it's led to is, in effect, the kind of criminalization of mental illness, because you just ended up having kids where their parents or the school didn't know where else to put them because there weren't mental health services available in their communities, and you end up, I mean, as a, you know, one of the institutions of last resort is a juvenile justice detention center, and that's where a lot of them end up.
And then some of there's some real horror stories about, tell us about the story about the child in the state supermax prison, one 18-year-old, what happened to him?
The one in Maine, is this?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this was at the hearings after Waxman put out his report, the Senate, actually a Republican senator who is interested in these issues, Susan Collins, her committee held a series of hearings about this issue, about children with mental health needs being warehoused in juvenile justice systems. And one of the witnesses was Carol Carruthers, who works for a mental illness association in Maine. you know, talked about an 18-year-old who had a mental illness that had gone untreated for years. He was put in a supermax prison and, you know, eventually hanged himself.
I bet he did. What's an 18-year-old with a mental illness doing in supermax?
Right, and I mean, and you know, they know now that what he needed was treatment for mental illness, but it had gone untreated. The same witness talked about a 13-year-old, and this is an example of, you know, it's spotty where you can get good services. But he also lived in Maine. His mental illness was well treated where he lived, and then his mom, for work reasons, moved. He moved with him, and the kind of system of care, the kind of network he was counting on to get care and attention, broke down. He eventually ended up in detention, eventually ended up in the juvenile justice system, and that's where he became, you know, violent, and he would cut himself, he would act violently, and that only happened once he was pushed into the detention system.
Let me get to a caller or two here. Mary, you have a question for our guest.
Yeah, I was under the impression that you were just talking about the youth, because I have a granddaughter that I'm having a lot of problems with. You know, she won't go to school. We can't seem to talk to her. And they were talking about some kind of boot camp or something that you could send them to. I was wondering if he knew any kind of organization that we could get in contact with to kind of help us to get her straight, because we don't want to have her locked up, but we don't want her not going to school and running the streets.
And the boot camp is the only option that they're offering you?
Well, we don't know. We just heard about a boot camp or something we saw on TV once, and we don't even know if we can afford it.
Okay.
But we'd like to know if there's something out there we can do besides just have our child locked up.
Thanks for your question. Great question. Sam?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have too much specific to suggest, except for I would strongly, just in terms of the research I did and the general attitude among juvenile justice reformers, is I would strongly recommend staying away from these boot camps. This is another thing that became sort of a fad during the era of punitive juvenile justice policy. They don't, there's no indication that they work. It's the same mentality of, you know, these kids will be scared straight if they get sent to, you know, adult-style prisons. And by all accounts, I mean, this would be part of a package. You see this over and over again, particularly Republican administrations, but also Democratic ones that were in power in the 90s. Part of their juvenile justice reform package would be building big supermax child prisons, stiffer sentencing, treating more and more kids as adults, and having state-run boot camps, things like that.
Stay away from the boot camps.
Stay away from
Stay away from the boot camps. Sam, if she wanted to read your article, where would she go?
She should go. Everyone should go to www.movingideas.org.
movingideas.org.
Yes.
Sam Rosenfeld, writer for American Prospect, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back to take your calls, take your comments, take your concerns, share with you while you share with me. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Daddy's on your mind, and your mommy's on your mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just one more. Oh,
good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Schick Quattro Power. Northbound 55 between 270 and Union, stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 364 is slow from Veterans Memorial Bridge all the way to Maryland Heights Expressway due to an earlier accident as well. Eastbound 44 between 141 and Merrimack River, look for slow traffic there Eastbound 70 from 370, the Blanchett Bridge is running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Sappington to 44 is stop and go. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170, look for that traffic to be easing up now. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, that's Broadway, it's closed for maintenance operations. The exit ramp is closed until noon today. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Eastbound 44 between Jamison and Hampton, look for traffic to be easing after an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Hanley is stop and go. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB, it is stop and go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the landing looks good, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Schick Quattro. New Schick Quattro Power, it has four blades and power near the head to do a smooth glide and provide a close, less irritating shave. Turn on the power of four, available at a store near you. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Much cooler today, mostly cloudy in the morning and early afternoon, becoming partly cloudy later in the day with a low around 60. For this evening, colder, partly cloudy, with a low around 40. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, a high near 60. Friday evening, mostly clear, with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Saturday, sunny skies with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are holding steady at 55 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field has 54 in overcast as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920 WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one. He shoots. He
scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Right, baby steps. Baby steps.
Right.
Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues.
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on. I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I sucked a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Great group discounts and hospitality packages available. Call 314-622-BLUE to book your reservation now.
Friday morning at 8 on the wake-up call, how safe is the food being served in America's schools? Ken Kelly from the Center for Science in the Public Interest will explain a new law that allows parents to find out if food is stored correctly, if facilities are up to cleanliness standards, and how to access those reports. 28 million kids go off to school every day. They deserve a safe and nutritious meal. All concerned parents need to be here Friday morning at 8 for a discussion on school food safety on the Wake Up Call.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement. Saturday, October 15th, 2005 in Washington, D.C. St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. Or online at mmmstlouis.org. It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March, the Millions More Movement.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. You know the digits, 454-0400-1877-920-WGNU. All right, I'm going to be the first to say it. I am going to be the first to say it out loud on the radio airwaves. I'm going to be the first to say it. I believe that the man that is being handed to the United States media to make into a spy, the man who had access to Dick Cheney's inner circles, the U.S. military person, I'm going to be the first to say, I don't believe that he was spied on any nation in the world. The only reason that I think that we know his name, the only reason that the United States media has gotten his name, that ABC is reporting it on this station, that NBC is going to be reporting it on it tonight, is because this is an effort to discredit this person. I believe that he had information on that could have taken down Dick Cheney and George Bush. I believe that. He wasn't spying for anybody else, any other country. He was spying for us. I believe that. Do I have the proof? No. Nope. Do I have the evidence? Nope. But I do know how this administration works. I do know how this government works. I do know how things work in this country. And I believe that that man ain't no spy for any other country except for ours. This is a government that has been doing everything that it can to take over control of what we see, what we hear, what we feel. This feels like a move towards discrediting. Yes, it does. This ain't no spy. This is the same government that gave a gay porn star access to the President of the United States every day. Access to the White House every day. They know who they letting in. Been knowing who they letting in, what this man got, what this man gathered, what this man knows, what this man was fixing to tell, was stuff that would have taken this government down. That's not a spy. I think you define that as a patriot. Hecky fire. If G. Gordon Liddy can call himself a patriot after what he did, you doggone skippy. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to commend you on your last discussion on the juvenile justice or juvenile injustice in our country. I happen to be a mental health professional in the juvenile justice system, so I can tell you everything that he said is absolutely accurate. There's at this time, even in the state of Missouri, there's a project that's attempting to look at the juvenile minority over representation project. And it's all over the state, just in Missouri alone. They know it's a problem when African Americans are six times more likely to be in the system and for the same crimes, Liz. For the same type of offenses as other children.
Well, and here's the thing. I think that we hear that black folks in jail more than white folks. The fact of the matter is that A system decides who it's going to arrest.
That's right.
A system decides who it's going to prosecute, because it's an option. It's an option. You have two people in front of the to arrest two people, to charge two people. We're not overrepresented because of the commission of crime. We are overrepresented as a result of being in the pursuit of people that can put you in jail.
Absolutely, absolutely. I also wanted to say that I think one of the things that families have to really begin to do when we do have children who are troubled, and a lot of times it has to do with post-trauma effects and things that have happened within these children's lives at earlier ages, and we have to come to terms with that and begin to seek out people. There are people in the community who are willing to work, are community-based, but it takes not just looking at fixing the kid singularly or individually. It takes working with the whole family, because a lot of times the trauma effects and the trauma experiences have come out of our family.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Yes, indeed. They haven't arrested a spy. Not in the sense of someone working on behalf of another government. They haven't arrested a spy. But I guarantee you that for the next few days, in fact, George W. Bush may even mention this man in his, "I'm going to give you some real information about how the world or terrorists are trying to kill all of us." Getting you back to fear factor. That's his speech. Getting you back to the fear factor. Speech he's given. I think it is tonight. Going to give some major policy. Baloney. Baloney. It's just trying to get you back to the fear factor. Trying to get you focused back on the fact that everybody in the world is trying to kill you. And that way, that's so because everybody in the world is trying to kill all the Americans, you need to let me be God. I'll look after you. Wait till you hear the show on Bush on the Couch. See if you want this guy looking after you or anybody else. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
Tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, 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 tula mama, tula. Tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, 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 tula mama.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Beijing. It's really not much of a secret, but it's never been talked about much either. Back in 1986, Premier Deng Xiaoping began something called Program 863 in China. This endeavor was a panel of scientists and engineers assigned to do research in seven fields. The end result was to develop super nuclear weapons that would destroy any enemy with a second strike. One of the outgrowths of this program was a fast track on genetic engineering of crops. China recognized a need to feed its people and embarked on a crash program to do just that. Genetically modified crops have yielded bigger harvests over the last 15 years, and China has approved using over 100 genetically altered crops, which is twice as many as allowed in the U.S. And Dateline Richmond. one of the bedrocks of the conservative movement, is upset with the president's plan to give federal tax breaks to casinos that were damaged on the Gulf Coast. The American Family Association says President Bush included around $500 million worth of tax credits to help them get back in operation. The American Family Association says casinos never get any special tax breaks like that, and they don't need them because they were making $5 million a day before the storm and were going to rebuild anyway. In a statement issued last week, the AFA accused the Republicans of courting the gambling industry for years, and there's been an alliance established that brings them even closer together than they've ever been. Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia has introduced a piece of legislation that would remove the casinos from tax credits in the Gulf Opportunity Zone legislation. He said tax dollars have to go to the most needy because deficits are at historic levels and there's absolutely no money to waste. This is your wake-up call global news update. New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, rise up, everybody gotta rise up, come follow me, rise up, rise up, it's the massive, got to rise up, you got to rise up, rise up, everybody gotta rise up, you hear that, rise up, rise up.
Rise up, rise up. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
I just wanted to make your listeners aware of something that we parents tend to forget. When your children are at school, when they get home, talk to them. Ask them what the lessons were for that day. Because yesterday I was very, very surprised when I had a conversation with my granddaughter who's a junior at a local school. I won't give the name right now because I have something planned. They have a criminal law course there. And the discussion that was started by the teacher involved what was the profile of a drug courier. Someone in the class said, oh, if they're black, they're probably wearing baggy pants and a lot of bling. And the teacher, in fact, said, well, if you're Hispanic, normally they see a lot of Hispanics in trucks on the highways, they'll stop because usually that's an indication that they're carrying drugs. I said, well, did they say anything about white drug carriers? She said, no, ma'am. I said, well, do you think that you have the pride in yourself and your people to confront this teacher and ask him, what is the profile to stop a Caucasian drug courier. What indications are there for that type of drug courier? I'd say because one drug in particular, methamphetamine, is being taken all over the country by Caucasian couriers.
Cocaine,
yes.
Heroin,
yes.
Pot, all of those
all
drugs.
Of it. I said, I want you to confront him. I said, and don't do it in a disrespectful way. Just simply ask him, where is there a profile that you would use to
Well, there's a question that should
out?
Be asked in front of the entire class.
Oh, yeah, she's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted her to do. I said, when people say things like that, you challenge them. You don't let that go.
And
I
what
said,
did,
you,
what did
you
your
reach
say?
In and you come up and you stand up and you speak up.
And what did your daughter say?
She
mean,
said, yes, ma'am, I'm absolutely going to do that.
All right.
Because they understand. I'm teaching them to understand that when people make statements
Bill
that
Bennett
you
statements.
Know
Bill
are
Bennett.
Not complete and mm-hmm. true and honest.
Well, they're racist.
You confront it.
It's
yes,
a racist
it's,
statement.
It's racist.
It's a racist statement.
Yes, it's a racist statement.
It is a racist statement to imply that the only couriers
yes.
of drugs are people of color. That's
yes.
racist. To
and
say by
I
virtue of the color of their skin that these are the people that you look out for.
Yes.
That's insane.
And
that
that's
is insane and
her.
Racist.
And I said, you confront people. When they bring that crap to you, you stand up and you confront them. Adult, your peers, whomever. I say you don't do it in a confrontational way because then it can't be said, oh, she's acting ignorant, which those are the types of stereotypes
I
people
think,
like to dismiss things.
Well, I think that,
but you come to them with it.
Well, I think that the word confrontational means different things to different people.
Yes.
By the fact that anybody to bring something to challenge a teacher is confrontational. And I think that the other word is better, disrespectful, because it's always, we're supposed to confront wrong.
Right.
Okay, that you are supposed to be confrontational when it comes to wrong things that
yes,
are said.
Yes, she understands my definition
okay.
of it because
okay.
I made it perfectly clear.
Very good.
What I'm saying, you be respectful in anything you do,
mm-hmm.
but you confront
That's
injustices.
Right. That's right.
And you confront things that you know are not true, and you also question things. Because if brown people and Hispanic people are carrying drugs, certainly Caucasians are.
Thanks for your
and
call.
And any other race.
Thanks for your call.
You have a great day, Liz.
Take care, you too.
Bye-bye.
It's a good grandma. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Mr. Jones?
Hi, Liz.
Good morning. Yes.
You said something about the cruise lines in New Orleans this morning that
mm-hmm.
made me give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be on the cruise the day of the 27th. When we got out on the ocean, then they tell us there's a hurricane. So
mm-hmm.
I said, if you knew there was a hurricane coming to New Orleans, why didn't you tell us so, you know, we could either evacuate and you could give us our money back. For 2 days, we traveled on the ocean and we could feel it. But what I'm really calling about is that my vehicle's been down in New Orleans for the last 6 weeks.
Mm.
So I got in touch with nobody. Nobody can give me any information. So I finally got through yesterday about my vehicle. So they tell me, well, Mr. Jones, you can come get it, but you'll have to have it towed because it's not drivable because someone tried to steal it. So where do I go from there?
What did your insurance company tell you?
Well, I haven't called them. Well, it's under liability. It's not under full coverage.
Oh. Mm.
But, I mean, with the cruise line, they said they didn't even know the hurricane was going to hit New Orleans.
Oh, they lied.
Yeah, they lied. And mm-hmm. then what happened? They didn't even bring us back to New Orleans. They dropped us off in Galveston, Texas, gave us a check for $150 per person. And from Galveston, we had to get to Houston. And from Houston, we flew back to St. Louis.
And your car is still down there.
Still down there. So now I'm trying to find out. I know there's no organization that's going to help me get it from out of there.
No. I can't imagine that there's a single organization that would help
no.
you get out. I would call the cruise line again. I would call them and raise Cain with them to get your vehicle back.
And they said that it was broken into and...
Where was it parked?
On a parking garage.
Connected to the cruise line?
Well, yes. When you park, they tell you to park it there.
Then it's their fault. Then it's their responsibility. I would get on them to get your vehicle back.
Okay.
Or to pay you the cost of your vehicle.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My number here is 454-0400. And I tell you what, there's another great hour of the Wake Up Call coming at you. You need to stay tuned. You need to get to your phones. You need to give me a call at 1-877-920-WGNU. Be taking your phones, calls, and your comments when we get back in the next hour. Stay with us.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, from the brothers. Stop and listen. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers. Stop
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. He allegedly stole top secrets from the White House to give to Philippine opposition leaders who were reportedly planning a coup. Authorities say they caught this ex-Marine at an FBI office in New Jersey, where he's expected to be indicted today.
Officials tell ABC News he is now cooperating and has, in fact, admitted to spying while working in Vice President Cheney's office.
ABC's Brian Ross broke the story. This ex-Marine worked for Vice President Cheney and for Vice President Gore.
They're now doing an urgent damage assessment at the White House being conducted by the FBI and the CIA, first to figure out what information was stolen from the Vice President's computers, and secondly, how could this happen? How did this man pass all the background checks that are standard, those given to people who have top-secret clearance, as he did?
About 10 minutes from now, President Bush delivers what the White House says will be a major address on the war on terror, expected to offer unprecedented detail on militants.
They have a clear strategy that seeks to exploit a religion to serve their violent, oppressive vision. And the president will talk about their strategy and their vision in greater detail than he has before.
Spokesman Scott McClellan. The Katrina Rita job toll is up to 363,000. That's how many people the government says lost jobs due to the hurricanes so far. Researchers are said to be breaking out the champagne at Merck. That's how one drug company official put it after a study found the experimental vaccine Gardasil prevents cervical cancer in the short term. Lightning struck a football field in Florida during a high school game in Coconut Creek. The bolt hit a 15-year-old player in the chest and killed him. This girl was the boy's friend.
It's going to make us realize how we aren't promised tomorrow, and anything could happen to any of us. And we just need to be thankful that it wasn't us, but at the same time still remember him.
This is ABC News.
Honey, this is great sushi. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I made it myself.
Really?
Yeah. I'm full of surprises.
Where'd you get the fish?
Caught them myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, down at the creek.
The creek?
Yeah, the one by the treatment plant.
United Healthcare knows that people don't always use common sense. Fortunately, we bring common sense to healthcare, like offering affordable health benefit solutions, quality and cost comparison tools, and live and online chats with medical experts. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Yeah, just the hedge trimmer, thanks.
So that's one hedge trimmer.
Right.
And a paint spare because the paint on your house is faded and peeling. And one ladder because your gutters are really clogged.
Oh,
and one leaf blower because this week your trees, whammo, they lose their leaves all at once.
Whammo?
And 3 gallons of pink paint. Anything else?
Yeah, how...
One project always leads to another, my friend. That's why our True Value Fall Home Project Sale has low prices on tools from whatever comes up this fall.
And why the pink paint?
Your wife has news.
My what, Peggy?
True Value. Help is just around the corner. Restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Peggy!
Winter is in previews in parts of the Dakotas, Montana, and Wyoming. Up to 2 feet of snow fell in some places where temps had been in the 90s just a few days ago, knocking out power and leaving many drivers stuck. With visions of that storm dancing in your head, there is a new code of conduct just out for Santa. ABC's Linda Albin explains from London.
Santa's coming, but will he be a jolly old soul wearing shiny black boots or be dressed in sneakers and have a bad attitude? Concerned about shoddy Santas, the Ministry of Fun here in London organized a secret summit of Santas, their mission to draw up the Santa Claus, a set of guidelines for girth, beard, length, attire, and general demeanor. From this December, Santas must sport bushy white beards of no more than 6 inches and be no bigger in the middle than 48 inches. Fat, smelly slobs need not apply. And most importantly, Santa's ho-ho-hos must resonate deeply. Otherwise, he'll be out of a job. Linda Alvin, ABC News, London.
I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a murdered Lindbergh High School student will be laid to rest today. The funeral for 16-year-old Aaron Mace will be held at 10 o'clock this morning at Concord Baptist Church in South County. Mace's body was found Friday inside a burned-out SUV. Her classmate, 17-year-old Alexander Sterling, is facing charges of murder, rape, and arson and is being held without bond. Gas prices have been holding fairly steady in the St. Louis area since Hurricane Rita struck the Gulf Coast. Joe Williams, a spokesperson for the Commerce Trust Company, says drivers won't see too much of an increase or decrease at the pump for a while. Since Hurricane Rita struck about 2 weeks ago, gas prices in the St. Louis area have held steady at about $2.99 per gallon. Williams points out that it's because of supply that local gas prices remain high, while gas prices on the East Coast have dropped. Rock the Vote is a great way to get younger voters to cast their ballots. That's according to a new study out of the University of Missouri-Columbia that looked at voting trends in people between the ages of 18 and 24. Mitchell McKinney, a professor of communications at MU, says the reason approximately 42% of young voters came out and voted is because there were debates and messages geared towards them.
One of the main reasons that we saw a lot of attention paid to young voters in this past election is that all of the polls leading up to Election Day showed that it was likely to be a very close election.
The study found that youth-oriented campaigns got younger voters interested in politics, which made them more likely to head to the polls on Election Day. McKinney says when Rock the Vote paired with CNN for a presidential primary debate, it got the younger set interested and involved. Finally this hour, the Blues are not off to a good start this season after being routed 5-1 by the Red Wings yesterday on opening night in the NHL. The Blues were dominated throughout as the Wings broke out on top in the opening 2 minutes and outshot the Note 37-14 for the game. Patrick Lalime struggled in his St. Louis debut, allowing 4 goals on 24 shots before being pulled in the second period. Newcomer Eric Brewer scored the only goal for the Blues on assists from Peter Chianik and Scott Young. Pavel Datsyuk had a goal and an assist for the Wings, while Matthew Schneiders tallied the game winner. The two teams return to St. Louis for the Blues' home opener tonight at Savas Center. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, trust your local Toyota dealers that know your vehicle best for convenient service and competitive prices. Oil changes, tires, batteries, and brakes, they do it all. That's moving you forward. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Eckert's Orchards. Westbound 70 to the ramps to Kings Highway and Union are closed due to construction. Eastbound 44 at the Merrimack River Bridge, everything is running smoothly. Northbound 270 at 44 has returned back to normal. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way to Graham Hanley, no problems to report. In both directions, 40 at Hanley, there are no problems in this 9 o'clock hour. Westbound 70 at Grand, look for maintenance operations, having that ramp closed as well. Eastbound 70 at 94, there's construction, the left lane is closed. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything looks good this hour. And eastbound 364 over the Creekcore Lake Bridge, look for two lanes closed due to bridge work. There is a brief slowdown in both directions. Tesson Ferry at Lindbergh and Gravois, you can expect paving operations in both directions. Tesson Ferry between Butler Hill and Merrimack River Bridge, look for one lane closed due to paving operations. Also over on the east side, in both directions, 255 at Camp Jackson Road, there is construction going on there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Eckert's Orchards. Bring your family out to Eckert's in Grafton or Millstadt this weekend for an evening hayride through the haunted orchard. Plus, Eckert's has pick-your-own pumpkins and lots of fall fun. For more information, visit Eckert's.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Much cooler today, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, on into the evening hours with a high around 60. For this evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 40. For Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 60. Friday evening, mostly clear, but the low will be in the upper 30s. Then on Saturday, sunny skies with a high in the lower 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under overcast conditions, we have 54 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 53. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And my toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Email revolution@lizbrown.com. What's the other one? Oh, yeah. WhiteRoseSociety.org. You can iPod me. You can get a daily archive of every show here on the Wake Up Call. George W. Bush probably, what, is he fixing to speak right about now? Right about now. He's going to give a really, really, really big speech on not even on the war in Iraq, because I know if I really don't want to talk about that. He's going to talk about how there are all of these nameless people that are out trying to kill us as Americans, the tourists. I wonder, since he's going to be talking about our ability to fight the tourist, if he's going to mention that the United States Army is moving to recruit more high school dropouts. You think he's going to mention that? You think he's going to talk in this prime time malarkey speech that he's fixing to inflict upon us? If he's going to mention that the Army Secretary Noel Harvey and the Vice Chief of Staff General Richard Cody said the Army was loosening Defense Department rules that permitted it to sign up more high school dropouts. I think he's going to mention that this fight against terrorism, is going to be fought with people who score lower on mental qualification tests. Think that that he's going to talk about that today, as we speak. You think he's going to talk about that the Army has a recruiting shortfall of 6,000 to 8,000 soldiers over the past 12 months? It hasn't fallen so short of its goal since 1979, a couple years after the Vietnam War ended. You think he's going to talk about that? High school dropouts as a goal. Not to get them education, not to prepare them for the world, but to go get them as fodder to fight the tourists out there. People who score lower on mental qualification tests, that's who we're getting to fight the war that we've suddenly found our... the war that we went out and sought. What'd you get for Christmas? I got a war. What'd you get? And I don't know where to return it. This is madness. This is madness. And in case you're wondering about whether or not your military would look you in the face and lie to you, ask yourself this question, or consider this. Consider this. The military is denying that they're lowering the standards in their pursuit of people who score lower on mental qualification tests. We're not lowering the standards, huh? You all are shameless. You will look me in the face and lie about anything. Help, is it an elevation of standards to seek out people that score lower on the mental health qualification test? That is the classic up is down lie. So if they will look you straight in the face and say, no, we're not lowering our standards by pursuing high school dropouts, when our standard used to be that you had to be a high school graduate,
No, we're not lowering our standard by going after people who fall below the test standards that we created for mental qualification. No, that's not lowering the standard. That's elevating it in reverse. Get it? You think they're going to lie to you about how many soldiers have died? You think they're going to lie to you about whether we're winning the war? You think they're going to lie to us about how our babies are dying over there? Oh, no, we're elevating our standards in reverse. 4540400 is my phone number. He said that increasing the number of people with high school dropouts is really lowering the standards. Okay, shoot, I didn't know that. All right. Oh, okay. I feel better. I feel safe. How about you? Car phone.
Oh, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How is General Myers, the architect of this lunacy in Iraq, able to retire when stop loss is stopping the regular troops from retiring and leaving? That clown should be there forever, because that's how long it's going to take to steal the oil.
And they, when he dies, they should dig him up and put him back to work again.
Thank you.
Okay?
All right, Liz.
He gets to retire.
He gets to retire.
But other
none
folks.
Of the other soldiers who have did 2 and 3 tours over there can retire because of stop law.
Ain't that some stuff?
Another thing they'll say that the recruitment up among the troops who are over there is up because they give them an option. They'll give them a bonus if they sign up to re-enlist. If they don't sign up, they don't get the bonus, but they still don't get to go home.
They lie. Oh.
And now they want to attack Iran.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We need to go to Washington, Liz, and get these people out of here. They're
One of the things that I would really like for people to do, because right now Jim Talent is trying to vote on a bill that would take away food stamps, lousy $80 a month for food for working women with children, working poor women with children, women that are making below the minimum wage. He wants to eliminate that, but then, you know, let's give a $200 million contract to the cruise line. Let's give $1 billion, no big contracts to Halliburton. Please call him. And let me give out the phone number, 202-224-6154. Call him and tell him that since he's running for office in 2006, this is unacceptable. He saw that. Unless he's like George Bush and going to say, I didn't know it was that bad. I wasn't watching TV. He saw what happened with Katrina. This is not the time to cut food stamps for people.
That's true, and I'll call him. Hey, Liz, have you also heard about all the bodies that are missing down there?
Yes, I have, and the bodies that still remain unnamed.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Give him a call. Thank you.
I'll definitely do that, Liz.
Thank
have a great day.
You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Andre, good morning.
Good morning. Liz, now, you got to be fair about this thing, really, now.
Fair and balanced.
You're just not looking at it from the right perspective. It's
right.
Not that they're lowering the standards. They're just being more inclusive.
Okay, it's again, it is enrollment in reverse.
Right.
Okay, got it.
See, this is affirmative action for the educationally disadvantaged.
No, I'm not even going to make that comparison because so, affirmative action was something for people with qualifications.
This is really sad,
yeah.
To say the least.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing that I'm wondering about with this whole thing, what is the next step to the draft? Because that's what I see coming. Because they are really too far short. I had heard that it was 80,000 that they were short.
Okay.
And this is, and of course, if you hear a figure, you know it's got to be more than that.
Well, it's the Army that's telling you the figure, so how much you think they're lying?
Exactly. Well, if they release a statement, you know they're lying.
There you go.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, do you know what kind of recourse anybody along the Gulf Coast or New Orleans or any place has for claiming their property rights? Because so many of these people have been displaced, and I know not all of them were, you know, didn't own homes. A lot of those people owned homes. But if you're in Utah and you can't get back there, what happens to your property claim?
There you go. There you go. There needs to be a sense. There needs the see, this is where you need to be calling your representatives. They need to put a single person in charge of the Katrina victims. Take it out of Homeland Security, take it out of FEMA, put it one central location.
Well, what about that senator from, I mean, her whole district was wiped out. I can't remember her name. Latrell.
Landrieu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole, why wouldn't she be spearheading this?
Call her.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call. Speaking of calling, we had somebody who has called Talent's office. Yes, you called Talent's office.
Yes, Liz.
What happened?
I tried earlier and wasn't able to reach anyone. I thought maybe he was out having lunch with Condoleezza or something. But when I just called back, the secretary told me, well, ma'am, thank you for your concern, but the voting has been postponed, and we're not going to be doing that today. So I thought you guys might want to check that and make sure, of course.
No, it was
yesterday.
No, wait a minute. Yesterday we were. It was on yesterday.
Uh huh.
It was on as of yesterday.
Well, supposedly
then
it's
then
off
as of today.
Today.
Yes.
They
no, it was on as of yesterday.
It.
Okay. Well, see,
they're taking a break.
Okay. You know, it's hard work being a United States senator. It's hard work.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right, now.
Okay. You have a good day.
Thanks for your
bye-bye.
Call. 454-0400. Well, that's no reason for people not to call. Because people still need to call and voice their opposition. It needs to be recorded. You need to leave your name and say that you're a constituent and say that when it comes back up for a vote, I'm in opposition to this. I'm in opposition to this. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up and get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Korean veteran.
Pleasure to talk to you in regards to New Orleans down there.
Well, wait a minute. Before we go there, have you called Talent's office?
No, but I wrote the number down when you and I'll write it down again when you give it to me.
Okay.
But I wanted to say that yesterday... I got the news that they were going to demolish all houses regardless whether the people, you know, returned or not. In other words, they're just going to blindly go along now and demolish all the houses down there.
It's still their land.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's still their land.
But also, the news I got was that the military, all colleges or schools who refuse to allow the recruiters in there, they're going to cut the funds to those
See, here's the thing. That's always been on the books since they passed that law. The fact of the matter is that the schools have a right they can put up all kinds of rules to make it difficult for them to get in there. They could say, okay, you can come in, but we're going to be there when you speak to students. They could come, they could also do what a lot of suburban school or what some suburban schools have done. We have to get a letter of permission from the parent before you can talk to the students. There are all kinds of things that schools can do to block them.
Right.
So they don't have to lose their funding. They just put up the rules that make it challenging for them to do it. You don't have to open the door and give them 100% access to your babies.
Right.
Tell them, I need a letter from the parent before we're going to allow you to talk to them.
Right.
So that's what schools need to do.
And one last thing was the fact that I saw where that they had committed so many million dollars to make more parts like arms and, you know, the people injured, that they were losing more limbs in this war. That, yes. You know, rather than killing a lot of them, they're losing legs, arms,
right.
And so forth.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. All
right.
Please
All right.
Call and call me back and let me know what happened.
That's 224?
No, it is 202.
Yeah.
224.
Right.
6154.
6154.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Barry. Good morning. Dolores, good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the day to you.
Thank you. My group has just been bothering Senator Talent, and I just spoke with Laura. She said that they canceled the vote.
Uh-huh. Did she mention how many people had been calling about that?
No, but apparently a lot. Because she said it's not, I asked her for the number, the bill number.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's a markup.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have a bill number.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it's been canceled, but it's like a package onto an agriculture.
Right. And so when's the next date for it?
She don't know. But she's hot. you know.
What do you mean she's hot?
I mean, she's really on the phone. Everybody's calling.
Okay.
So, you know, they should keep calling.
That's
but,
right. That's
but it's
right.
Council so far.
And you identified yourself as a constituent?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Good job. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
This, Ms. Brown, this goes to you. We were talking about the mental stuff in the Army. Of about 49,000 veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq recently received care by the Department of Veterans Affairs, between October 2003 and 2005, 26% screened positive for mental disorder.
After the fact.
The VA says. After the war, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Between 2003 and 2005, 26% of these 49,000
veterans. Maybe what they're doing now and going after people that fail the mental test that the Army has established is they're going to thwart somebody's claim for mental illness after the thing, saying that you had a mental problem before you got in here.
Well, also, they won't be able to keep those guys, you know, reschedule them for combat.
Mm.
If they, this is one reason they're lowering the mental standard. And Lieutenant General Kevin Kennedy of the Army Surgeon General said that it's not appropriate to screen the troops and then say, maybe we'll get you later.
Mm-hmm.
And half of the troops who were screened positive for mental disorder in the study published last year in the New England Journal of Medicine believed seeking help would harm their career.
Mm.
So 65% worried they would be seen as weak by their leaders, so they didn't want to admit they had mental problems from this war.
Thanks for your call.
But 49,000 veterans were checked. Now, this is probably why they don't want to, I mean, why they want to lower the standards, and they'll say, oh, no, well, you fit our standards. Now you can go back in.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, sir.
We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up and get to me. We have much to talk about.
From the sky, we trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives or dies? Breathe or stops. All his judgments on other lives, he needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned, cause Matt Buchanan say I'm greedy. You can take my taxes, send me to war, but can't feed me. It's so easy to regret things after they done. Babies catching murder cases, scared to laugh in the sun. The tragedy is that we all need love and doses. In times like these, we feel closest. The good die young.
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
Friday morning at 8 on the wake-up call, how safe is the food being served in America's schools? Ken Kelly from the Center for Science in the Public Interest will explain a new law that allows parents to find out if food is stored correctly, if facilities are up to cleanliness standards, and how to access those reports. 28 million kids go off to school every day. They deserve a safe and nutritious meal. All concerned parents need to be here Friday morning at 8 for a discussion on school food safety on the Wake Up Call.
Jerry's Heart presents an ice cream social, Pink Sunday, on a Saturday on October 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. It will take place at the Urban League Cultural Center, 3701 Grandel Square in St. Louis. Come celebrate Breast Health Month. Jerry's Heart helps newly diagnosed women with breast or cervical cancer with their urgent care needs. To find out more, call Roxanna Parker or Carolyn Turner Scott at 314-879-6233. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
At Halloween, it's all about the scare, the fright, the horror. For the most scare anywhere, come to Hollow Weekends at Worlds of Fun every weekend from September 24th through October 30th. We have five times the, and five times more. And you still get all. Hollow Weekends has five extreme haunts. Camp gonna get you with your hatchet. Carnival of Carnivorous Clowns, The Lore of the Vampire, The Fright Zone, and the new Dominion of Doom. Plus, all our coasters for one low price. So you can scare them out of yourself over and over again. One ticket, unlimited thrills. Hollow weekends at Worlds of Fun. We've got the haunt that you want. Sponsored by Kansas City area Toyota dealers. Visit worldsoffun.com to book your reservation at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort.
Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous. But when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, ooh, baby, just to hear you speak makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen, a queen.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. For all of you that think that, or who haven't really involved themselves in an assessment of the Supreme Court justice nominees and appointments, thinking that it has very little to do with the life that you live, feeling that it has very little to do with the quality of life that you have access to. I want you to think about something that's going on in front of the Supreme Court right now and where the guy that the Democrats just let walk right in there, where he stands on it. This is an issue. It's physician-assisted suicide. Assisted suicide. An Oregon law that allows doctors to help terminally ill patients in their lives. Understand that the citizens of Oregon voted a couple of times and said, this is the law that we want on our books. This is what we want to allow to happen. This is a state law. What Chief Justice Roberts is doing is what I predicted and others predicted he would do. He is going to say that states shouldn't be allowed to do that. That states shouldn't be allowed to make those decisions. So I understand that if they're saying that citizens in a state cannot pass a law that deals with citizens, that the citizens can't decide what they want. And by the way, Bill Clinton's Janet Reno had bowed out of this. This is something that was pursued by the dude that used to be the governor here that lost to a dead man. And the current Alberto Gonzalez. What you think you got coming? How far you think they're going to mess up in your own personal business? Huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Thelma, good morning.
Hi. Hi, Liz. You mentioned something this morning about the Medicare and that we're not going to be getting
what we thought we were going to get in a couple of months.
Yes, that whole Medicaid program.
No, I was talking about Medicare.
Oh.
For Medicare recipients. They sent out a lot of stuff.
This whole prescription
yes.
thing. All right, yes, what I'm talking about, Medicare.
I didn't really get what you were saying.
Okay.
You just repeat it.
I certainly can, and let me try to explain it. Within the package of information that you should be getting or you may already have,
yes.
it are directions on what you're supposed to do. And there are people, by virtue of their income, by virtue of their status, that will not have to pay co-payments. And they direct you, this information that you get directs you to pick a number of different companies that will allow you to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The companies that the information that you got, that they've directed you to, do make you pay. So you will get a bill that you will be obligated to pay because the information that was sent to you is wrong.
Oh.
So what they're suggesting that you do is to call and ask about this. Ask which companies that you can sign up for that you will not have to pay. What are the correct names of the companies? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So they have this information online, but most seniors do not have access to the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't sent out any corrected information because it cost them anywhere, but I don't remember, it was $4 million or $40 million to send out all this information, the wrong information to you all. They don't know how they're going to correct it. But they say that you can call and they can tell you.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That is really, really, really crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Horrible.
So seniors are going, a lot of seniors are going to be stuck paying bills that they shouldn't have to pay.
And we've been told by our government, by these packages, that we wouldn't have.
That's right. That's right.
Misleading, but it's all bad design.
It's awful. It's awful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. This prescription bill was written by the drug companies and is based on getting their stock market price up, not the humanitarianism, but you know, it's the only conclusion you can come to is that at both the state and federal government level, we are being led by sociopaths and psychopaths. Psychopaths kill, sociopaths just steal and rip you off, and no appeal to conscience can work. Because there is no conscience to appeal to. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. People talk about the Bill Bennett issue, that George W. Bush distanced himself and rebuked Bill Bennett for saying that. No. All he said was that was inappropriate. Let me read for you what a true apology and what a true rebuke and what a true condemnation of something that was done that was wrong. Boeing Company had an ad. It was an ad for the CV-22 Osprey, a product of Boeing and Bell Helicopter. And in this print ad, it shows members of the armed forces descending by rope from a plane onto a mosque surrounded by smoke and fire. The top of the full-page ad reads, "It descends from the heaven. Ironically, it unleashes hell." The bottom of the ad says, "Before you hear it, you see it. By the time you see it, it's too late. The CV-22 delivers special forces to insertion points never thought possible. It flies faster. It flies farther. It flies quieter. Consider it a gift from above." The destruction of a mosque. The destruction of a mosque. And what did Boeing say when they were confronted with this? They said, "It was clearly offensive. It is indefensible." That's what the spokesperson said. It was indefensible.
Now, that's a statement of contrition. That's a statement of an admission that you did something wrong. And that's inappropriate. Doesn't begin to get to the wrong. They said it was clearly offensive and it is indefensible. You know what an apology is. You know what a condemnation is. And none of that happened with Bill Bennett. Let alone from Bill Bennett. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
What's up, sis?
Hey, Cody, what's up?
Ain't no good. Liz, you won't believe this, yo. I go to the Southwestern Bank on Forsyth and Maryland yesterday to cash a $40,000 cashier check. It is from their bank now. They tell me they don't have the kind of cash on hand.
Oh, shut up.
And I say, okay, then. Let's go another route. Give me $3 $10 cash here check, and give me a $10 cash. She told me, say, I can't give you that because you don't have an account. Well, right now, cash your check, or they don't have an account with her bank. Now, this is a black lady that manages the bank. So I said, okay, then, let's go another route then. I deposit $30 in your bank, and you give me $10 cash. She said, I had to go get that okay. So you went and got it okay. She came back, and she wrote, got me to call me the money and everything. And she said, oh, she jumped up and went to the phone and called to verify the cashier check, where I got it from. And couldn't find the people to verify. To verify, that took about 10 minutes. So I said, hold on, I said, call over there, Eager River. And I asked for Harvey Noble. He was, she called up him. He must have went off on her because she come back. She couldn't hardly count the money, you know. Couldn't hardly count the money, man. Now, on the cashier check, ain't that right now, money, Liz?
That is cash in hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's money. That's automatic money. So, you're going to close the account today?
Huh?
You're going to close the account today? Take your money out and close the account?
I wouldn't do that.
Well, you should. Huh? I mean, because they forced you to get an account. You can go close the account, get your money, and walk away. No. Nothing they can do to stop you.
I know what you're saying, but go to another bank. You know, you live.
No. Now that you've opened the account, they did let you open the account, right?
Yep.
And they let you deposit your check, right?
Yep.
Then all you wanted was the cash to begin with, right?
Right.
Close the account, take your money, and keep stepping. That's what you do.
That makes sense. That
okay.
Makes sense, yeah.
Take your money. You didn't want the account anyway. Close it, take your money, and keep stepping.
But the funny thing is, I asked the woman, give me all the 150. I said, give me about 20. I don't give a big tip, you know, until she pull that move. I don't want to pull that move right there.
All right. Well, take your money and keep stepping.
Oh, baby. Have a good day, baby.
All right. You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. Get to me. Hello, morning. Missed you last night. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Hello, morning.
This is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything the engineer
would move. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. The Commerce Department has told employees of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that it will now have to get clearance from that department in order to talk to the national media. An email leaked late last month clearly states that employees must forward all requests for information from news services to the Commerce Department. Included in the request must be the name of the reporter and their organization, deadline and contact number, name of person requested to do the interview and their level of expertise, and the purpose of the interview. The Commerce Department will then have the final say on who provides the actual comment. NOAA employees say they have never heard of such a policy before, even though the Weather Service officials say the policy has been in place for years. The employees further say it seems rather suspicious in the wake of the political impact that was caused by Hurricane Katrina. And Dateline London. One of Al-Qaeda's most dangerous leaders has been identified as a double agent who worked for the British intelligence service MI5. British security officials had received criticism for not arresting Abu Qatada long before the September 11th attacks took place, even though there were plenty of reports coming in from friendly governments about his terrorist activities. Abu Qatada had bragged to MI5 that he could prevent terrorist attacks and even offered to work as a double agent to expose extremists, so the British military agency took him up on his offer. One of the many militants who visited him in London was the person who turned out to be the chief suspect in the Madrid train bombings. He disappeared from his home in London shortly after the 9/11 attacks when the government passed its Anti-Terrorism Crime and Security Act that allowed foreign suspects to be detained without trial. He was discovered a year later in another part of London and has been incarcerated ever since. One member of the Spanish security agency says there is no telling how much loss of life and bloodshed could have been prevented if Britain had taken heed of the warnings about the man a long time ago. This is your wake-up call global news update. Coming up on October 17th, it's a special two-hour edition of Mondays at 9. We should call it Mondays at 8. Our special guest is Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington Medical School. His publication takes a look at the actions of President Bush over the last several years. Dr. Frank says the inconsistencies and denials he exhibits are troubling. His tendency to avoid taking responsibility is a pattern that has gone on long before he became president, and this leads to concerns about the safety of all people whose lives he touches. This interview will be full of revelations that will seem outrageous, but when you put all the pieces together, the picture becomes clear. In addition, we'll have several copies of the book to give away to the listening audience during the interview. So don't miss this special edition of Mondays at 9, starting at 8, on Monday, October 17th, with Dr. Justin Frank and Bush on the Couch, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one. He shoots, he
scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Right, baby steps. Baby steps.
Right.
Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues.
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on. I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I suck a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Single game tickets on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster outlets, stlouisblues.com, or call 314-622-BLUE.
Friday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, how safe is the food being served in America's schools? Ken Kelly from the Center for Science in the Public Interest will explain a new law that allows parents to find out if food is stored correctly, if facilities are up to cleanliness standards, and how to access those reports. 28 million kids go off to school every day. They deserve a safe and nutritious meal. All concerned parents need to be here Friday morning at 8 for a discussion on school food safety on the Wake Up Call.
around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Got something within me. Oh, 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 oh yes. So something within me. Something within me. That vanishes pain. Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain. All I know, I think, my God, I've got something within me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, something within me. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Don't forget, we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net and archived daily in the at whiterosesociety.org. So we are also iPodded. You can get us on your iPod. So that's the Wake Up Call. That's how we roll. 454-0400 is my phone number. It just hasn't been a good. It hasn't been a good few days. Hasn't been a good few months. Hasn't been a good few years. When you think of the things that are percolating out there for the cronies and the corruptors and the members of the radical right. October 5th, George W. Bush's former chief procurement Bush administration's former chief procurement official was indicted. 5 felony counts in the charge of David S. Safayan. Whether he aided... this has to do with, of course, on Monday, all roads lead to Jack Abramoff. You look at an indictment of a Republican and just look for Jackie's name. It's going to be right there. Also coming out of Washington, federal prosecutor investigating the case of CIA operative, or the person who leaked the identity of the CIA spy. The federal prosecutor has signaled that within days, they look like they're going to be indicting Libby and Rove. That's what the scuttlebutt is. The lawyer that was speaking on condition of, I don't want his name to be told. The first step that the special prosecutor, a real pit bull, Patrick Fitzgerald, the first thing that they do is to notify people that they have become targets. And it has been reported and talked about in Washington that Rove and Libby are expected to get a phone call from prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. So they're looking for indictments to come down, at least against Libby and Rove, within the next few days. You know, that would just be too much to bear. It would be just another opportunity. You know, I would be ecstatic, but it just, this is going to be another opportunity for the Democrats to squander. But and what's really interesting is that when you look at the makeup of this grand jury, if indictments come down against Karl Rove and Libby, Scooter Libby, The cutest name for a crook that I've heard in quite some time. Scooter Libby. The opportunity to do something with this will lie at the hands and the feet of the Democratic Party and what they will be able to make out of this. If these indictments come down, as the talk in Washington is, know this, that the grand jury that made up this, that comprised the people, that made up that will be handing down these indictments, mostly black women. Did you know that? Did you know that? Mostly black women. Isn't that something? So we got a tough-nosed Patrick Fitzgerald, who is the prosecutor, and a bunch of black women sitting on this grand jury, huh? I suspect we're going to see some indictments come down. 454-0400 is the phone number. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Liz, you keep saying, why don't the Democrats speak up? You fail to realize that the Democrat is caught up in this criminal web.
I have never asked the question of why don't they. I admonish them for not.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Well,
there's
right,
a difference.
But they're not going to speak up because a lot of them is caught up in the same criminal web that the Republicans created.
And that's why that's the responsibility of all of us who know that to do something about that. You have to expose these guys for what they're not doing. There needs to be a website with a quote from Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, that says that this war is good for us. I guarantee you that most Democrats out there, most Americans that consider themselves progressive, do not know that Chuck Schumer is going around and saying that. I submit to you that most people don't know that. And people need to, because it's a relationship. They don't just get to go up there and do nothing. We're supposed to, it's a job for both of us.
Well, their suspicion was, as I always tell you, their suspicion was the corporations who bought them
fact.
Out.
Fact.
And that's it. They bought,
that's
sold,
it.
And stamped by the major multi-corporation of America.
Nobody's going to
just follow their rules, not the people.
Why the people have to get them out of there, and we got to expose them so that people are motivated to do so. I'm doing my job, because my job isn't to say, well, they're all crooks, ain't nothing we can do about it. My job is to lay out the crookedness of them and to motivate others to get the job done. That's what we're supposed to do. To do,
right,
do anything
you.
Else, you might as well put your hand under the covers and call it a day. I don't do that. My name is Liz Brown. It's a wake-up call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Bush and what the White House billed is a major address. He charged that Islamic militants are trying to intimidate the world.
While the killers choose their victims indiscriminately, their attacks serve a clear and focused ideology. A set of beliefs and goals that are evil,